Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
The Broadway. Shaker. Pussy, cunt. annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Set. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, Legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Stars at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all Runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Cream and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
C2C, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize. $500 open to all Runway. $500 open to all Realness. $500 open to all Best Dress. $1,000 open to all Fake. Car. You understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number 1, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number 2, $1,500 open to all Sex Sirens. Get ready. B2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, the Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Femme Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressed in Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Won It 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Miss Kelly, can I have the legendary Admiral Mother to talk to the floor? Kelly, everlasting.
are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one station where you could definitely get all information ballroom, honey. It's the hottest spot on a Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday night, honey. It's Blog Talk Radio. You talk, I talk, we all talk. There ain't no talk like the legendary mother, Kelly Couture, on the Blog Talk. How you doing, girls? I want to give a big shout-out to all my girls that's in the chat room, that's listening to the show via chat room. I want to give a big shout-out to all my girls on the phone lines that is listening on the phone line. And I would like to give a big shout-out to all my girls that can't listen to the show, but they love to hear the show, and they download the show and listen to it on iTunes, on their iPod, while they at work and everything, and hits me up and tell me how they enjoyed the show. But the show is just so, the show comes on so late, but they definitely do download the show and listen to the show. So I definitely want to give all of you girls that do that, I want to give y'all a big shout out for definitely doing that and definitely keeping the numbers up for the show, honey. It is 1 month to today. It's our anniversary, and we have been on the air for 3 years next month. Girls, how time has passed, and it has definitely been a whirlwind-changing experience doing this show and being here with y'all girls every night, Miss Thing, and definitely giving y'all all the tea and definitely giving y'all all the drama. People have came and people have gone, and you know, we're still here, honey. We still survive. All the other girls that have came and tried to give y'all girls and tried to give y'all positive and everything, they have came, they have gone. But we are motherfucking here, bitch, and we ain't going no motherfucking where, honey. So any of you girls out there, y'all got any tea or y'all got any gossip or anything that y'all would like to spill, definitely hit my girlfriend up, Miss London Bridge, on Facebook, and y'all can definitely send her the tea. Y'all can definitely send it to me on Mother Kelly Couture on Facebook, or y'all can send it to Kelly Couture on Facebook, and we'll definitely get y'all tea out there, honey. If there's any balls that happened over the weekend and y'all know any tea or who won or who did what, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and come up here and give us the E, my E, on what happened at the ball, honey. We're definitely going to give y'all all of that and all of that drama, honey. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, this is my legendary iconic co-host, the overall father, Rodney Prodigy, to call in here because he was at the ball last night. And I'm also waiting for the legendary mother, Divine Chanel, to call in here. Honey, maybe she knows something that happened in the Midwest that we can talk about, honey. I see my girlfriend, Miss London, is hitting me up on Facebook, honey. So I'm definitely going to add Miss London into the equation, into the conversation, and we're going to get the madness, and we're going to get all the drama sorted here tonight. How you doing?
I'm coming every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta, European Vogue, this is a Vogue like a lady, let me show you. Cut, pussy.
Lady? You're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Ha. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hi, Miss London.
Hello, Kelly. It was nice seeing you this weekend.
Oh, you were out this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh. Girl, it was so many. I didn't get a chance to see you. It wasn't that many girls out, honey.
I seen you. It was clear enough to see you. It wasn't that much people there.
Oh yeah, it was, honey. It definitely was, honey. Baby, but I definitely did enjoy my weekend, honey. I enjoyed the weekend. It was definitely, you know, cute. from what
Hello,
I gather. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why just a little?
It was nothing to really brag about. It was just, you know, enjoyment.
Oh, it was just enjoyment, honey. I don't know, but you know, you have a lot of things that you have stirred up. I got all types of messages and all types of things from girls about you and everything.
I know. It's a bloody lot.
Yes, it's a bloody massacre.
I don't know why the girls are worried about me.
The girls said they're going to mold you when they see you.
I know.
Honey, I'm gagging that the girls want to mold you. It's a mess, honey. It's a mess. Hold on. I got people. I don't know if the switchboard just pressed one with these girls or these girls pressed one. But these girls have pressed one. Let me see. 3177, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is Erica. I did not press one, girl. I swear to God, I did. I was just listening.
Are you sure? You know you're not supposed to be.
That's why I did not press one, girl. I swear to God, I did not press one. That's why I did not say my last name.
Oh, bye.
I'm just listening. Thank you.
The next caller is 804-491. You're live on the air.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call the show. I was just listening.
Okay, thank you for getting listening. Nobody didn't mean to call the show. Everybody was just listening, honey. Honey, hey. Did you hear that, London?
Yeah, they always do that.
Everybody's just listening. But I don't know, honey. It's just,
So how did you feel about this weekend?
I don't know how to feel about this weekend. Honey. I went to the, so let me see. The last time I was on the air was on Tuesday, so I don't know what I did on Wednesday. I don't know what I did on Wednesday besides work. I don't remember what I did on Thursday besides work. I don't remember what I did on Friday Well, Friday, I worked on Friday. I wanted to go to the movies. I never made it to go do anything. It was horrible, okay? Saturday, I woke up, and it was nothing but a fucking snowstorm here in New York City. It was just snow all over the place. I was over that. I didn't get to do nothing on Saturday. I got up on Sunday, and I got my new wig made, honey, that everybody seen that I had on at the Rumble, my new blonde wig. I got that made for the Rumble. Then I left out and went to the Kiki Ball on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. The Kiki Ball was actually really cute. I really didn't get a chance to watch the Kiki Ball like that, but besides the little parts of it when I was in the back and at the Kiki Ball. But I definitely got to give a shout out to Twiggy Garcon Poochie and the House of Poochie for definitely having a fabulous Kiki function with fabulous trophies, and definitely for all the girls coming out. The only thing that I would have to say that I didn't like is that these kids be stinking really bad at these balls. I really be gagging how these children be stinking at these balls, Miss Thing. Soap and water needs to be a part of the grand prize. They need to start giving out bags of hygiene products to these children at this ball. Because it's ridiculous how bad these kids be stinking at these balls. And it was the kids stinking, and it was some of the judges who stinking too. So the club owner gave me a can of Lysol, and I was spraying the girls with Lysol as I smelt them. I'm not going to tell you who I sprayed, but she knows who she is, and she was stinking. She was waving her arms in the air, Miss Thing, and everything, Miss Thing, like, it was a Funk Master Flex up in there. I was gagging. But it was cute. The Kiki Ball was definitely, definitely well attended. It was packed as far. The girls was out, Miss Thing. Grand prize was $650. I think the House of Pink Lady, my House of Pink Lady, They won the $650. It was definitely, like, the girls were definitely up in the motherfucking building at the Kiki Ballroom saying, I thought I would see some of these girls at the Rumble, but I didn't. Hold on, London. We have a caller. 347-616. You're live on the air. 347-616. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess they hung up. Girls in the chat room, y'all are not allowed to pick links in the chat room, girls, unless you send the link over to Switchboard. Then the links have to be verified before y'all pick links in the chat room. Please do not get yourself muted for a couple of minutes, Miss Thing, by Switchboard for picking links in the chat room. Links are not allowed to be put in the chat room until they're verified, ever since the girls have been pitting porn and all types of things in the chat room. So all links have to be verified through Switchboard before they can be put in the room. But the Kiki Ball...
Hey, did Divine make your wig?
Divine?
Yeah, because, you know, she likes that little Mary J. Blige long sideburn-looking thingy.
Oh, no, Divine didn't make my wig. Yes, myself and the legendary Kevin Prodigy and Ballroom Throwbacks, we're definitely going to be working on doing a YouTube show. They definitely want me to do a YouTube show, so I'm definitely going to give it to y'all. It's not going to be nothing, like, you know, too crazy, Miss Thing, because, you know, I don't like wearing makeup and getting all dolled up outside of ballroom and stuff. So, you know, it's just going to be a regular Banji Con. It's going to be very professional, but my look is going to be very Banji Con, Miss Thing, very around-the-waist type of motherfucking shit about the situation. Hold on, we have a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Kelly, I wanted to know, like, what's going on with the House of Couture? Because I saw Stellas came out last night as a couture. What can we expect from the House of Couture coming up in the near future with the awards ball coming up in March?
Well, you just have to wait until the awards ball to see. I don't drop dimes, honey. You just got to wait to see what comes out on the floor. Oh, that caller hung up, honey. Everybody wants to know what's going on with the House of Couture. Oh, my God. Like, what? It's like, I'm gagging. So, you know, I definitely got to give a big shout-out to my new son, Celos Couture. Definitely came out last night and definitely snatched and won Pretty Boy Realness last night at the Rumble Ball last night.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Yes, honey. And I definitely got to do congratulate myself for definitely coming out and winning Femme Queen Runaway last night, and also definitely for winning Femme Queen Realness last night at the Rumble Ball. Congratulations to me. I got to congratulate, oh, my God, his fucking name been on my fucking mind all fucking day long. Now I get up on the fucking show and I forget his fucking name. Oh, my God.
What category?
Oh, really? Well, you should have came out. You told me you was coming out, Banji Khan. I don't know what happened. Oh, my God. His name been on my runway. His runway. Oh, my God. His name been on my mind all day because I wanted to ask Rodney for his number, and now I forget his fucking name, and I'm fucking gagging. Oh, my God, if it's a prodigy, Ali Kwan, thank you, yes. I got to congratulate Ali Kwan, prodigy, for definitely coming out and definitely killing Runway last night. Ali Kwan and his effects be on motherfucking point. Every time you see this boy, he definitely gives you a motherfucking new effect, Miss Thing. He sews his ass off down, Miss Thing. He walks Runway down. So definitely got to give a big shout-out to Ali Kwan for definitely doing a motherfucking marvelous job last night at eating that black and whitey fag, honey. Out of everybody that came out, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you, out of everybody that came out last night with a black and white effect on, everybody besides Ali Kwan and David Ivisu was the only ones that came out there with something that wasn't a typical black and white effect. it gives you more. Like, they put their thought and their time into their black and white effect. Everybody else just had on either all black with some white, along with myself, you know, bitch. But those two, out of a whole night, they was the highlight of the effects. With their black and white effects, they definitely was the highlight last night at the Rumble. Hold on, I'm going to finish talking about the Rumble, but we have a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly? This is me, Khan. I just have a quick question. I was wondering, you always talk about your kids. I want to know who, I've tuned into the Vicky Gotti show, and I want to know who are your true kids, because, bitch, it seems like you got kids all over the place, and I just want to know who your top real kids are, you know?
What are you talking about? I have kids all over the place. I have kids.
Not your Kiki kids. Your real kids.
I don't have Kiki kids.
Because it seems like, you know, you got a kid when they hot, you know, now they're your kid. Who are your true top?
What are you talking about? It's a difference. Even though I'm not in that house anymore, you know, the house that we can't mention, it's still people that
over there.
So
you don't see none of those people from that house we can't mention, because
it's not that I don't see them. I still see them. They're still my children, regardless of the fact that I'm not in that house and I'm not affiliated with that house. They're still my children. I was there for 15 years. I was mother for 3 years, so they're still my children. However you look at it, even though I switch over, they're still my children. And I have children, and I have 17 children now in the House of Couture, and those are my children. But as my personal children, my gay children, I have about 7 or 8 of them.
Boy, are any of those kids going to be featured in the upcoming House of Couture? Because we wait for you to do something.
No, they're not. My kids are Garçon. I have a son in the House of Garçon. I have a daughter in the son in the House of Milan. I have a daughter in the House of Ebony. I have a daughter in the House of Mizrahi. And all my children are staying exactly where they're at in their house. They don't need to be a part of my house to be my children. They're going to still be my children regardless of the fact in and out of the ballroom scene. Because when I go into the ballroom scene, their mother is, when my gay children are my children, their mother is not Mother Kelly Couture. Their mother is Mother Kelly Knight. That's their mother. And they know that. When we step into the ballroom scene, they're in their house and I'm in my house. When we leave out the ball, I'm their mother. I'm not their house mother. Does that answer your question?
Point. You said your House Couture means one of a kind. So what is really, you know, Kelly's House Couture, what is it giving? You know, are you giving, you know, the Vogue Femmes? Are you giving us Face Divas? You got Cons, you got Ebony's, you got everyone. So what's your house going to be known for? You know,
I got Cons, I got Ebony's. I don't have anybody. I have people that's been 007. So what do you mean I have everybody? My house is gonna be known for whatever we stand for, and it's not my house. We're not a house. We're a family. It's a difference.
All right.
Is that all your questions that you have?
For now.
Okay. Well, if you have any more, just feel free to definitely press 1. The difference between us and everybody else. We're not trying to build a house. We're trying to build a family. I'm done with building a house. Okay. And so the person that hit me up on iChat, Miss Thing, you told me that you was coming out and you was coming out Benji Khan. I was waiting for you to come out, Miss Thing, because I could have slayed you like the rest. Okay? How you doing? The girls is here tonight? Hold on. So if anybody else have any other questions that they would like to say, because it seems like the girls have a lot of questions. Oh no, not at all. They can't. I'm being very nice. They're not sending me, honey, please. That's what they want. They want me to be, you know, loud and barbaric and all types of things. But that's not what we are. That's not what we're going to give. Okay. No, to y'all girls, to the girls in the chat room, it's not family first, and this is always going to be a family. The only time we're going to be a house is when we pay our $30 and we come out to compete. But we are building a family here, not a house, a family. Okay, hold on 1 minute. I have another caller. Hold on, Ski Prodigy, you're on there.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Zuma, what is going on, London? You need to call the show Why You Mad Mondays, because they be calling you mad as hell.
But yes, I don't know why they so mad.
Listen,
I don't know.
I was filling your little T-Bars dude last night. It's cute.
And thank you. Like I tell y'all girls, if you're here, don't swing, get it done by lay.
But listen, I got a question. What is up with all these girls wanting to be deemed icons all of a sudden?
I'm definitely gonna talk about that. I'm gagging at that. I was definitely gonna talk about that after I talk about the Rumble. But you know, since ain't nobody actually calling in, we can switch back and forth through topics. Packing up my house phone out the room. We can switch back and forth through topics since ain't nobody calling in. I'm gagging at all the girls is out here, and the girls is on Facebook, and the girls is this, and the girls is that, and everybody wants to be icon. Like, what the fuck is going on with this?
Last year, everybody wanted to be a legend. Now everybody wanted to be an icon. What's going on?
Yes, what the fuck is going on with the girls? 1 minute, the girls want to be a legend. The next minute, the girls want to be icon. So now everybody wants to be motherfucking icon. What the fuck is going on with that? And everybody is on their pages, and everybody is promoting. They think they should be icon because they've been out this amount of time, and they've been out this amount. What the fuck is going on with that? Why the girls just don't wait and let shit happen? Bitches, motherfuckers don't say they want to go platinum.
That's a hot topic in the Ballroom Institute.
Hold on. Welcome to the radio show, the legendary pioneer icon, R. Chanel International.
Hey, good evening.
Hello.
Everyone. How
What's
you doing?
I want to be a pioneer. I don't want to be an icon.
Let me make it perfectly clear once again. There is a chain of command to become an icon, and it's not controlled by the commentators. It's controlled by the pioneers. The pioneers consist of myself, Tony Revlon, Stewart, and the other pioneer icons, and then comes the new icons because their input is definitely important to us as well. So if anyone deigns anyone an icon without going through the process, it is non and void, and it's just like having a wet dream. Once you're wet, you're just going to stay wet. Because at any given ball, I will come out and I will let you know that you are not an icon.
Or I'm going to
fight
well,
for the Chanel.
But no, it just works me. It works me. And you know a bitch, and this is what works me with the girls, right? When Walk For Me Wednesday was running, it was up, and I see that it's a new trend that Facebook has signatures and you can do signatures when you write things and everything. If the girls have to pick up exactly what they've done in their signature line on Facebook or on their texts when they text girls, they of the year this and they legendary this mistake, girl, then that means you're not really on those things that you claim that you are, because you shouldn't have to have that in your signature for the girls to know. They should already know.
No one should have to ask to be anything. It is an honor to be surprised that people see you as that. Okay, no one should ask to become legendary. No one should ask to become an icon. These are things that your merits themselves will take the attention of others who are already in that position, and they'll say, this person has paid their dues, and we need to honor them. Because when you ask to become an icon, you're begging for a status that you don't deserve.
So, how do you feel about the girls on Facebook reading the girls like Haru, Rodney, Jasmine, and saying like what they're iconic for? How do you feel about that?
Well, it's usually the people who have nothing else to do that are doing that, so let them live. Because at the end of the day, the people who have their titles, they've earned them. And their merits speak for themselves. And those people didn't ask to become icons. They were chosen. Just like when you come to a house, you don't ask to go to a house. If you really want to be a fab member, you get chosen.
Yes. You don't ask to be overall father. We choose you.
Exactly. It's real simple. But you know something? This is one thing that is not going to be watered down, and that is the icon status. So at the end of the day, there will be no more icon statuses given out until a board of pioneers and icons sit down and come up with a list of people that they see fit to become icons. Now, there may be a list that will come out and say these people are destined to become icons, but no one will be able to deign anybody an icon. Because if you're at any ball, Kelly, and someone deigns someone an icon, you say, did you go through the board? And if they say they don't have to, let me know.
Baby, I think, first of all, we need to deem the icons. We need to deem the icons that has not been deemed icons first before we start deeming any of these new girls that want to beg for their icon status, a.k.a. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all girls know who y'all are. I don't have to mention y'all name. But y'all know y'all two girls that has been accent and has been, you know, pinning a pose to be icons. Y'all know exactly who y'all two butch queens are. I don't have to mention y'all name. But you know that I am talking about you. So we know y'all will definitely be calling in shortly. And I'm definitely talking about you. The mother and the father that's been acting to be icon.
So you mean co-father? Are you talking about co-father?
Can I ask RR a question?
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at Kelly right now. But listen, all seriously, what makes a person an icon in the ballroom scene? Because like Kelly said, this is a big thing on Facebook. This is a big thing in these groups where everybody wants to be an icon.
Okay, I can only speak for myself. An icon is someone that has made a difference in the time that they stepped into the ballroom scene to the present day that they got their status. They were once a house member. They then made a name for themselves in that house, and they were more than just a one-category person. Okay, they had several categories under their belt that they were known for. These people have traveled state to state. They have a household name. When you say their name, everybody knows them. These people have actually started their own houses, and they did very well with starting their own houses, and members of their houses went on to become mothers and fathers. That gives them the credibility to say, you have made a difference in the ballroom community, as well as doing outside activities within the outside of the ballroom, such as, you know, some people leave and they start careers in the entertainment field. Some people leave and they do, you know, something for AIDS. Some people leave, start their own businesses, but they still stay connected to the ballroom. But they give the ballroom youth the incentive to say, well, if he did it or she did it, then I can do it as well. And these are the things that you have to take into consideration, you know, because we have so many people in the ballroom scene who all they do is just walk balls. They don't do anything else. And if they're not walking a ball, they're more focused on doing magic than anything else.
And is this a criteria from you along with the other people that you mentioned that was on this pioneering board? Is this something that y'all came up with to deem somebody as an icon?
No. The criteria has not been set as of yet. We are in the process of becoming a board and sitting down and coming up with a criteria. That's why we're not deigning anybody at this point in time now.
Get some organization.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm. Well, we definitely got to get some organization. So, girls, stop begging for it. Wait for it to come to you. And I'll smack you in your ass before you know. Stop begging. Bitch, if you got to get up on your knees and suck a dick to get it, Miss Saint Girl, then you really shouldn't have it.
Well, R.R., thank you for explaining that to me and clearing that up for me because, honestly, even though I've been in the bar thing for a long time, I got kind of lost when everybody started asking, you know, saying they wanted the icon like it was, you know, McDonald's French fries or something. So, you know,
these bitches act like they go to McDonald's and order icon status, which they bitch like it's on the dollar menu.
Yeah, but you know what? Just understand something. You can want something, but it doesn't mean that you've earned it yet. And it's real simple. People are gonna want the new.
Right.
You know.
Oh wait, I have one more. one more question too. The amount of time you put in the ballroom scene is going to play a factor in you becoming an icon.
Well, it should.
Because,
but
you know,
I'm not asking you to quote me on my
No,
way.
I'm not going to quote you because I know nothing is as in stone. But
and
I'm
the girls have to realize,
you.
And the girls have to realize, they said it takes 20 years to become an icon. And the girls have to realize, Miss Thing, when they go to Jamaica for those 2 and 3 years at a time, Miss Thing, that time doesn't count. Those 2 years that you was in Jamaica don't count. Because the girls don't remember you when you're not in their face.
Well, you
okay.
know, that's something that's argumentative, sweetie, because you got to remember, we have a person that's in that house that we can't speak of. Who has a month in near the summer called June?
Well, baby, I didn't say it, honey. And to you girls in the chat room that said Milan, yes, Lou Kevin, yes, and the other person, no. Yes to little Kevin, no to the other two. I'm not going to mention their name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. Okay? Hold on, y'all. I love a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, London. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Ski is here with us, too. How you doing, darling? Who are we speaking with?
Yes, you're speaking with Sean.
Hi, Sean. What's going on, darling?
Okay, I would like to know, I know the answer, but since you guys are talking about status, what is the difference between being a legend and being legendary? And my second question is, how is it, and this has been a question for me a long time, how is it that when Mika battles Yolanda, Mika always went over Yolanda, but when Deja battles Mika, she slays Mika, and how does that work or whatever? And when Yolanda battles Deja, she slays Deja. I don't understand why is Mika winning over Yolanda so much.
Well, you can't ask us that. You got to ask the judges that's on the panel that night.
I think they need 3D glasses or something, because I don't understand it.
I don't know what to tell you, baby. I don't know what to tell you about that.
It's called ballroom politics.
Yeah, it's called ballroom politics, but it's not always right, so, you know.
Well, I can tell you, when you're legendary, well, I can answer that question. Go ahead, you can answer that question, fam.
No, go ahead, Kelly, and whatever you leave out, I'll come back in.
When you're legend, you're legend for a category. When you're legendary, it's for multiple categories.
Okay.
And that's
right.
That's the problem with a lot of the people who walk categories. They don't want to become an all-around femme queen or all-around butch queen. You know, most people who have any type of status, they have three to four categories under their belt. You understand? And it's important for you to branch out. It's just like the young guys today that are doing Realness with a Twist. Once your twist starts looking like Vogue Femme, you need to cross over, because that's the category you've already conquered. You need to go ahead and go to Vogue Femme. And then from Vogue Femme, if you want to start walking Runway or something like that, then add that to your repertoire. And if you feel you've done enough of that, then try walking Foot and Eyewear. But enough people, they don't want to do that. But let it be known that if I should ever sit on a panel at anybody's function in the near future, and I see a Realness with a Twist, voguing femme, it's going to be time for them to cross over.
Amen to that, honey. Is that all your questions you have, caller?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Mugler. I have a quick question for our Arsenal. One of the things that has been going on is you saying that you're not going to have the icon status be watered down, but the reason why I guess people are trying to make themselves icon is to kind of differentiate themselves amongst the thousands of legends that now exist in the ballroom scene. So my question to you is, who right now that you have known that have been deemed icon within the past 5 years within the ballroom community that have been deemed, and you see their legendary status? I can pull up clips on YouTube and see that Selvin has been deemed icon. I've been seeing that Jack has been seen, has been deemed icon. I want to know who in the past 5 years that have been deemed icon, you can say, you know what, I see it for them. And who do you see of these millions of legends that we have in the ballrooms community are the new upcoming icons?
That's a Russian roulette bullet right there, because at the same token, the merits that Jack and Selvin receive, they receive them on a different level, but the merits that they have as icons is well deserved, because they have been pioneers in this ballroom scene for a minute for their generation, and they have paid their dues. They have their icon status in the regards to what they do as commentators. They don't have icon status in regards to the categories in which they have walked. Now, Jack had maybe three categories under his belt. If I'm not mistaken, Kelly, if I'm wrong, you can let me know. But if I'm not mistaken, Jack was known for face. He was also known for what else, Kelly?
I believe for possibly on face with performance.
Yeah, face with performance. And there was another one. So he dipped and he dabbed. Selvin also dipped and dabbed. Selvin was bizarre. He was runway, you know, and he was performance. So they have three categories under their belt. But what they're most known for is their commentary. You have not seen a flyer in the last 20 years that didn't have Selvin or Jack's name on it. Okay, and that's state to state. So with those merits, it is well deserved. Now, as far as people who have received statuses and they don't really have the merits for it, that would have to be because of the individuals who gained them saw something in them that made them feel that they were ready. And me as a pioneer icon, I would want to give my fellow pioneer icons the same respect that they gave me when I gave out status. So it would be wrong of me to say that what they did was wrong. But what I will say is that the pioneer icons that have given out statuses, trust and believe, they thought it through before they deigned those people. Now, as far as the legendary status is concerned, that was a sister-sister, girlfriend-girlfriend year. And anybody that is got that legendary status or that, you know, status, what was the other one you said, legendary and what?
I believe, like, with
legend and legendary, right?
Legend and legendary. That was the other caller. My question really was on the whole icon and how you're going to preserve that icon status amongst the million and one legends.
That's why we have a board of icons.
I would like to know, who do you see of all these, you know, million and one legends, again, that are existing in the ballroom community, or the legendary people, the people who are actually not just legend in one category and you hop for the year. I'm talking about your legendary. Everyone knows who you are. Who do you see as potential future leaders in this ballroom community as an icon? Who can you say, you know something, I see X, Y, and Z, and why?
As a future icon? Like in the next 3 years?
Out of the past people,
I can hear you.
Who do you see as a future icon?
I heard your question, but are you talking about who do I see that has potential to become an icon within the next 3 years? Because that's when icon status will be given out again, in the next 3 years.
You don't see no one getting anything within this whole year. No one's going to be deemed an icon this whole year.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. No, not if it's left up to me, Tony, and Stuart, and the other Pioneer Icons now.
So stop begging for it, Carl, because it ain't coming.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who do you see possibly battling? At least give us two names, please, RR. Someone that you see is deserving. At least two people, preferably, you know, from not the same category, or, you know, two people who are strong that, you know, you can say, I can see this coming for them, and I can see if they were
Who do you want him to say?
I want to know from him. I'm not trying to sway him in any direction at all. I just want to know from him because, you know, there's so many legends. You know, there's too many legends. I want to know who can I be looking up as a person.
Listen, but every legend does not deserve to be an icon. Just because you're a legend doesn't mean that you're going to take that next step over, because every legend is not a leader.
Well, I understand that, but I want to know who does he see as the future leaders.
Hey, baby, let me tell you something. You're not gonna get any icon or any legend or pioneer icon to answer that question for you at all.
Especially
not on the radio show. You'll get a better response trying to hit one of them on Facebook and getting them to answer that question for you. They're not gonna answer that question publicly for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I
do appreciate it, though.
You're welcome.
The
next time.
The next caller is 908-374. You're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. Good evening.
Hey, Lottie.
Hello.
Hi. My question is for all of you, basically. How do you guys feel about, like, new legends and stuff like that, and new icons? Because, in my opinion, you can't sit down like the old girls who really paved the way, like Deja, Mika, Yolanda, Allura. In my opinion, Allura should be deemed posthumously an icon, because you got the girls out here spinning and dipping like her, but that's another topic. But how do you guys feel about those girls being, if they decide to come out for a legendary performance one day and they have to come out and sit next to the new legends? Like, who's like an example for a new legend?
But you just answered your own question. The key word was Tim Milan.
Like, you can't sit, like, in my opinion, you can't sit Tim Milan next to, like, little Kevin, Jay-Z, Prodigy. You can't sit them next to each other. You can't sit Kevin, Jay-Z, Prodigy next to Kitty Balenciaga. You can't sit them next to each other because they both have the same status, legendary, but you can't sit them next to each other. How do you feel about that? Like, girls who are putting more time but still have the same status as a new girl.
I just think that if you're trying to become better than the status that you are, you have to compete against someone who's either on your level or someone that's above your level to prove a point. You don't get to higher status by battling someone who's beneath you. You have to battle someone that's on your level or above your level. And that's the only way you're going to get your recognition.
Okay.
Thank you, Lottie.
Hello.
Okay. The next caller, Marcus, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Hey, London. You said something on the show that I thought was backwards. I thought you became legendary for a category, and then once you walked multiple categories and you mastered them, you became an overall legend. You said it's opposite. Which one is right?
Did I say it the opposite, Marcus?
Huh?
Did I say it the opposite?
Well, I guess this is the question. If somebody is only deemed for one category, they walk legendary runway. They don't walk legend runway.
I said it the wrong way. I'm so sorry, Marcus.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, because, you know, I've heard multiple people say that. And so, I mean, the way you said it, I've heard other people say it. And so some people are calling themselves legends and they've only mastered one category when they're really just legendary for a category. And then, you know, they kind of, you know, I guess, upbuilding their resume. That's all I had to say.
Oh, thank you, Marcus, darling. The next caller is a private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Father caller, you're live on the air. Okay. 240-581, you're live on the air.
Kelly, what's up? I got a question for R.R. still on the phone?
Yeah,
I'm still there. I got a question, R.R. Now, when you said that you don't see anybody this year being deemed as an icon, I just had a question. How come Araya Revlon hasn't been deemed an icon yet?
Well, that's something that has to be talked about, because it's not that she's not deserving of it. It's just like I just said, and I'm saying this to try to be politically correct as I can, because we had a committee of icons and pioneer icons who decided that we would sit down and put a group of names on a list, starting with the people who have been overlooked down to the newer people who we want to honor, and what time frame we want to honor these people. So as soon as we're done with forming that group of names, then we will release it to the general public. So until then, I'm not, you know, at liberty to even come out publicly and say anything of that nature. But you're 100% right. There are a lot of names that have been overlooked that need to be brought forward before we bring in the newer people, and that's what we're trying to rectify at this point. So when I said that there will be no statuses given out this year, it may not be any of the newer generation, but we may be honoring the newer, the older generation who has been overlooked. I hope that
okay.
answers your question.
Yeah, it did. Okay, I understand. Right. I got it. And I feel you on that one, because it seemed like they're just handing out statuses and deeming these people just left and right, you know, like they're giving away government cheese or something. And, you know, it kind of, you know, the ballroom scene to me is so girlfriendish and so, you know, political with a lot of things. Like, if you're not in a certain clique, or if you don't know a certain girl or what have you, or if you're not talking to judges or something like that or whatever, it's like, you know, nobody won't get up off of you, you know. And whether you are old school or whether you know, new school or anything like that, I feel like it's a lot of bitter bitches in the ballroom scene. And I feel like it's a lot of jellicle girls in the ballroom scene that just won't get up off of nobody, you know, and that's the problem that we have amongst each other, is the hate, the animosity for one another. You know, when people just go ahead and just give credit where credit is due and just get up off of people where have you, like, I think that we could be a better scene for our own selves. You know, it's a shame that, and I'm going to leave it at this because I don't want to be long-winded, but it's just a shame to me that back in the late to early 90s, when I came out, everybody was so peaceful. When you look on the ball tapes, the VHS tapes, everybody was so peaceful. People would sit on along the runway. People would fight. People would fight.
You
want
to know why? You want me to tell you why? When you look at those tapes, I want you to look at those tapes and notice that half of the judges' panel weren't people in houses. Now this generation feels that if nobody from my house is on the panel, my house is not coming. We're not buying a table. We're not going to, you know, feature your ball. So
yeah,
because the balls have turned into a business more than an event or a public curricular activity, people are thinking about the dollar, and they're not thinking about the fun. So all the fun is being taken out of the ballroom because of the politics of the people who want to sit on the panel so that they can throw shade so that their kids can get the point. And at the end of the day, you have to at some point say to yourself, I have to make a difference. I'm giving my ball, and this is who is going to sit on my panel. And if your house chooses not to come, then I'm going to take that loss, because I have to stand for something or fall for anything. And a lot of people are not going to fall for anything, so they're going to go for the dollar. Now, I remember the era that you're talking about, when you used to come to balls at the Mark Ballroom, you didn't know who was judging until you got there.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was no one from your house on there, you walked. And when you won, it was a better win, because you didn't have to depend on a house member being up there. And that's the problem today. Everybody thinks that their house member has to be on a panel, and it is not so. It is not so. Because half the people that are on panels, if they were to judge their kids correctly when their kids walk, they would chop their own kids.
You're right.
And that's the problem. So hopefully we can clear that up too.
Well, put me back on hold, Kelly, because I am living for this, because he definitely answered my question.
The next caller is 410-944. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, who's this?
Tamara.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, London. Hi, all. How's everybody?
Hey, sweetie.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
But, Kelly, you know I'm calling to start some shit with you.
What's the tea?
Today we added a new master.
Yeah,
did
I added a new master.
We did. We added a new master. We invited someone to the masters, and they're now officially a master.
And who's that?
What? You don't know? You got your mole. They ain't
well,
on the
ground. I haven't been in that group. I haven't been in that. Ever since y'all came out and y'all looked like senior citizens, I have left that room alone.
Okay.
Well, I guess I got to go back. I got to go back and I got to start going back up in there now since y'all are added a new master. But I left that room alone since y'all came out and y'all were giving me senior citizen vogue.
Well, you know, a lot of the masters are coming to Charles's ball because he has a Masters of Vogue invitation only category.
I seen that on the flyer. So I guess I'm gonna have to catch y'all on DVD because I won't be there. But I see that a lot of the girls that they have up there, it's not even masters. Girls can't even the majority of those girls can't even master of their element. So how can they be a master of performance?
Here you go.
Well,
anyway.
I'm only being real. Since you want to bring up the topic, I heard that the only reason those girls' names on that list is because they're in that chat room, the Masters of Vogue world.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only reason those girls' names is up there. And some of those girls is not even fucking masters, and we're going to keep it 100% honest, and we're going to keep it 100% real. If you're going to talk about master or something,
but
it should have been a lot of other names
up there.
It's your
opinion.
No, it's not my opinion. It's just it's the truth. I don't care. Because, you see, everybody wants to go on this room that y'all have made up. And
okay.
Like I told you,
let me ask you a question. Would you
hold on, let me finish. Regardless of the fact of even though girls that's not in that room are definitely masters, out of respect, y'all should have still had their name should still be up on that flyer. Out of respect.
Okay. Can I speak now?
Yes, go ahead, darling.
Okay. Now, would you rather be respected by your peers, people that are of your same craft, or the crowd?
I want to be respected by my peers, and I want to also be respected by the crowd.
Right. Well, we are the peers, and if we don't see it, we don't want you in. That's the bottom line. If you're not respected by us as masters, then you're not a master.
Oh, well then
how
are
you
going
to tell me, how are you going to tell Niambi, Deja, Pony, Taifa, Shay Shay, how are you going to tell us if we see somebody that we respect as a master, how are you going to tell us that they're not a master? This is our craft.
Baby, but like I said, out of respect, Christina, Sanaya, all of those girls, Letitia, are definitely masters, and even though they're not a part of your room, I think that those girls' name, along with my daughter Naomi, should be on these things that y'all do, because these girls are definitely masters, and it's out of respect, even though they're not affiliated with your little group.
So
you
threw Naomi in there with Sanaya and Christina.
Because you have to. My daughter's a phenom, Miss Thang. Girl, my daughter is a master of her craft. Y'all girls have been voting. I'm not even gonna go there, Tamara, because you're gonna take this conversation into our own other direction. And I don't wanna read those girls. I guess, you know, I'm just in 2012 and I have came into a new light, and I have, you know, me and Pony are girlfriends now. We speak and everything, and I'm friends with everybody, so I'm not even gonna go into that conversation. But when you think about somebody that has mastered their craft, definitely a master.
Wait, so who's the new senior?
the new master that we've decided on is Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. He came into the group today, and now he's officially a master of Vogue.
But I mean, you know, this is my question. Since we are the legends and the icons, and now Tamara has came in, and I said, you know, we're going to be changing topics from back and forth, so we're going to be going back and forth. So we're going to get topics in. We got like three different topics going right now, and we're going to go back and forth with these topics. I want to know from the callers that's on the phone line and the callers that's in the chat room, because when I think about somebody that has mastered their craft, and I think that they should still, even though y'all don't put these people's name on these flyers, but these girls have mastered. And I'm going to give you my prime example because it's always about my daughter, because that's my daughter. And she was my first legendary daughter. My daughter has mastered her craft in the ballroom scene and took her craft that she learned outside of the ballroom scene. And she's leaving with that same craft once again next week to Finland. None of you girls that's in that realm have mastered your craft to that level. And y'all been doing it for years.
Hold on, don't say that because Deshaun is over.
I'm not talking about Deshaun.
You said none of y'all in the room. I'm talking about the rest. There's plenty of girls in the room.
I'm not talking about those girls that's been on America's Best Dance Crew. I'm talking about everybody else that has been doing it before these girls.
Let me say something, sweetie. Mm-hmm. You know, the group that you have, what it boils down to is each person that's in that group owns their own merit for being in that group.
Exactly.
And then you have people in that group who has done outside merits that validate them as celebrities in their own right. But then you have those who are celebrities within the ballroom community that gives them the status of being a part of your clique. Now, there's nothing wrong with the fact that you have these people in your group, but at the same token, you can't bash the people who are trying to get to the level of the people that are in your group, because at the end of the day, that's where all this animosity is coming from. And instead of downplaying the people who are not in your group, who call in and say, can I join your group? And you say, oh, you're not good enough. What you should say to them is,
No, we don't do that. Don't let Kelly paint a picture that we shade people or we don't want people in the group. That is not what we're about.
That's not what I'm getting from her. You can explain it to me, because I'm trying to get the understanding of what the group stands for, okay? What is your mission statement for the group?
The reason why we made the Masters group was because of the whole rift between legends and up-and-coming legends and statements and all of that. What we felt was, and I'm going to read the mission statement off our page, a master is not a legend, but someone who has contributed excellence to the category of Vogue, your respect for the category, and how you have impacted Vogue in the community, how your past will continue to live on historically through years of generations just because of you or your dedication. Big or small, it's not about your awards, yet the understanding that this room is a reward to you. A legend has a time, yet a master is timeless. That's what our mission statement is.
And that's a great mission statement.
As far as Laomi is concerned, everyone knows Laomi is a master. Laomi was in the group because of something that went on inside of the group. Laomi chose to remove herself, or I believe maybe an administrator removed her from the group.
She removed herself.
So that's the reason why she's not in the Masters of Vogue group.
But she still is a Master of Vogue,
and she gets
her validation even though she's not in the group, because she has mastered her craft.
This is the thing.
Nobody takes that away from
that
her.
When they make these categories up, these Masters of Vogue category, and because she took herself out of the group because of a situation she didn't want to be in with in the group, when they make these categories up, her name's not even added in the category when this girl that's up there that shouldn't even be up there. I'm going to give you one name, an example mistake, that has never done anything in the ballroom scene, just been around the girls mistake, and he's a master. She hasn't done anything. What's her name? The crazy one. What's the crazy one named, Tamara?
Who's crazy?
Crazy one with the bald head to be wearing the heels and the pocketbooks and everything.
Heels and the pocketbooks.
The boy and child of Vogue mistake. He came out on Vogue night when I made it hot with all the girls with Cassandra. Little bit.
Little bit.
Sugar is nobody's master. She's nobody's legend.
Okay, see, and that's where you don't, that's what you don't understand. Little Bit has toured overseas in China, in all over Europe.
She's talking about her establishment. She's a ballroom. We're not talking about outside of the ballroom. Yes, I know she's a phenomenal dancer outside of the ballroom scene. What has she done in the ballroom scene to make her legendary and to make her master?
That's the problem. If you heard the mission statement, it says you do not have to be a legend.
Okay,
and
so
this,
why
is
she walking
legendary category? The reason why we've made the mess.
She walking legendary category.
We're
not going to allow you.
We're not going to let, and no disrespect, we're not going to let the pioneers, the icons, we're not going to let anybody dictate who we say belongs in or out the group. That's
so, I'm not talking about the group now. I'm talking about when she come out to the balls with all of y'all masters. Why do y'all sit there and y'all stroke her ego and let her come out there and walk legendary categories when y'all know she's not?
We can't let her walk a legendary category. We're not on the panel. We voguing next to her. That's the judges and the commentators. We have nothing to do with her legendary status.
Okay.
Tamara.
Yes.
This Ski Prodigy, I got a question. How do y'all determine who's a master and who's not? Because if y'all just putting Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy in that group, I'm sure he slayed half that group years ago. So why is it just now he's getting in the group?
Okay. The reason why we just now put Kevin Jay-Z in the group is because we felt that it was time for him to come to the group. That's it. We took a consensus. Actually, I was the one that nominated him. I said, I believe that for his role and performance, for the way he vogues, for the contribution he's made in commentating to the performance category in particular, that he should be considered a master. And I said, if we get at least 10 likes, then let's talk about it and see if he should come to the group. 10 people liked it, we talked about it, and we put him in the group. It's that simple.
Me personally, I think that the group that they have is a very good idea. I just think that we all need to start respecting the fact that when people start their groups, they have their own protocols for what they feel their group represents and
Thank
their own
you,
mission
uh-huh.
statement. And when they have that, it is up to us to respect what they're doing as far as their group is concerned. Now, once we're at a ball, if we feel some type of diversity is going on within the ballroom scene, that someone's walking a legendary category and they're not legendary, that's when we're supposed to have the right to speak up. But as far as what goes on in that group, it's just like what goes on in your house. Nobody can change what you do with your house. So nobody can change what you do with your group. So at the end of the day, the group is standing on their own merits and what they believe in and what they stand for. And that's why we have a democracy in the United States.
It's not just about the group, because now they're taking the group and they're bringing the group to flyers and to balls, and then they're shading the actual girls that are masters and not putting them on these
This is a separate category. There's no more Femme Queen performance. There's no more Butch Queen Vogue Femme. The only category for performance tonight is Masters of Vogue. No. The only time that there is a Masters category is when most likely one of us that is a master is sponsoring the category. Like Milan when he sponsored the Masters of Vogue category. Or Charles at his Christian ball, he is sponsoring the Masters of Vogue category. There's still Femme Queen performance. There's still legendary Femme Queen performance. What's the difference between that and Jack at the awards ball? He's having an invitation-only ball. Same thing.
Why am I not a master?
But you are a master, London. You're a master of shade. This is just coming from me. You know, I commend y'all on your group, and I also think that Kelly has a point when she wants to reiterate on some of the things that she feels is going on in the group. But at the end of the day, it is up to the group to make the decisions that they feel is, conducive to the group's productivity. So whatever the group is doing, kudos to you. But I just think that you also need to recognize the fact that when you step onto a ballroom floor, it has to be done in a manner that goes with the flyer or the facilitator of that function. That's all.
I just think, my last statement that I have on this, I just think the girls are intimidated. That's what it is.
what are we intimidated by? Come on now.
You know what I'm talking about.
Let's get,
let's get
the callers on the line. Let's see what they got to say.
Yeah, I'm going to get the callers on the line. Callers, callers, if you're out there on the phone line and you want to talk about this topic or if you still have a question about the icon status thing, you can also talk about that. We're going back and forth with the categories. But I just think that those masters are intimidated because they are senior citizens of Vogue and they can't keep up with the masters of 2000. But we have a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, shall I want the air private caller?
Yes, I have a quick question for our Chanel again.
Go ahead, baby. He's right there.
With the legendary, in particularly the femme queen legendary category, how do you feel with all these new girls being deemed legend and legendary, where you have like a situation that happens where you have a someone who is a Christina battling a female figure. You know, in my opinion, the way I think, you're not supposed to even have, that's not even supposed to happen. It should have been a Christina battling someone in that category, like a Deja or like Alyssa or like a Sanaya. But you have
in a situation, listen, I know where you're going, but in a situation like that, when she hit the floor, and she chose to battle that individual.
Battle that individual.
She made her choice herself. So at that point, it's not really up to what anyone interprets that should be done. She had no problem trying to sit that person down. Now, she would have said, I will not battle this person because I want someone who is on my level so that I can feel the essence of what I'm doing. Something of that nature, then they should actually bring someone in that could battle that person. It's always up to the individual who they want to battle. Because if I was walking a category, say if I was walking runway, and I knew that one of these new kids was walking, I would say, oh, no, I'm not walking against this child. I'm a pioneer. Let me have another pioneer. I'd pick a pioneer I know I could whoop their ass on the runway because that young child would eat my ass up.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yes. I absolutely agree with you, Kelly, about Laomi. She is a master. And she, you know, she do so many stunts that these girls are trying to do now. And it's ridiculous how a lot of them just want to battle her and eat her, but yet you guys are doing the same thing she's doing or trying to do. It don't make sense, you know.
Who's you guys?
Excuse me?
You said who's trying to do the same thing Laomi's doing?
All the rest of the girls, like, let's say Malaysia.
Oh, okay, yeah. The new girls.
Yeah, the new girls.
Right,
yeah.
Right, okay.
They're trying to do the same thing. They basically do the same thing that she does. So ain't nobody coming up with no new stunts, no new moves or nothing like that. But yet they always want to call her out and all of that stuff. But I do have something else to say. I've seen the video on YouTube when Laomi battled Yolanda. And I thought Laomi was a little pressed by Yolanda because they basically, you know, Laomi basically was doing the same thing that Yolanda has been doing for years, like whipping her hair, she whipped her hair, everything. So it was just like, oh, Laomi ate Yolanda or Yolanda ate Laomi and all that. To me, they basically was on the same level. So it was
really?
Nobody. Yeah, because they were basically doing the same thing, how they were whipping their hair and
hold on, caller. The difference between Yolanda whipping her hair and Laomi whipping her hair, Laomi whipping her hair is a signature that all the celebrities are doing. Nobody is doing Yolanda whip their hair.
Oh, don't do that, Kelly.
I disagree with you, Kelly. I totally disagree with you because that's where Laomi got it from Yolanda.
No, Laomi Lolly is her lolly.
No. I'm sorry.
Laomi what?
Her lolly is her lolly. It's a difference. Yolanda is whipping her hair. Yolanda whips her hair, and all the queens are doing Yolanda whip her hair and paint the nails, Miss Thing. But no celebrities are painting their nails and whipping their hair like Yolanda.
I
want the Banshee Cart bitch from Brooklyn. So you know I gotta wow you.
What you're not gonna do is you're not gonna keep sitting here and just act like she's the all of all. She got it from somewhere. And yes, Yolanda was one of the first bitches that started whipping her hair and making that a part of performance. So you're not going to sit up here and just say Laomi just came up with her lolly. The lolly came from somewhere, and it was Yolanda's lollipop. Let's be for real.
That's right.
Yeah, she might have took it to another level. She might have took it to another level, and she might have took it mainstream, and she's applauded for that. But you're not going to take away and discredit the fact that Yolanda was one
she's
of the girls
and she's
that brought
applauded
it to
for that. Why is her name not on these master categories? And every time we bring up her name, to add her name to these master categories.
By whose name is not on the master category?
My daughter.
You are fighting. You are a fighter. I want you to
know. Baby, and yes, and I'm going to fight because that's what a mother is supposed to do. Regardless to the fact, if even though she's not in the group, her name should have still been added to that motherfucking list.
Why, and every other list
that comes out and it says master
because
she's not in the group.
It's only for the group. So why should her name be on it if she's not in the group? You said it yourself that she removed herself from the group. If you removed
herself from the group. You know what I'm going to do? What I want to do is I want to have a category, and I want all y'all masters from that group, okay? And we can make this category go out through the whole ball, okay? And we can have the masters of that group for $2,000 versus Laomi, every master in that group.
Wait, Kelly, let me ask you a question. Tamara.
Yes.
Now, when they do these ball flyers and the only people they're putting on this Master Vogue list is in that group, why is that? The first time I saw the Master Vogue group was at R.J. Balenciaga's ball in D.C. This was before the group, and it was the invite-only thing. So why is it? Why do the people have to be in that group to be a Master Vogue? If y'all know, she's a Master Vogue. Like Kelly said, I think.
Well, she removed herself from the group,
she
wasn't included.
No, listen. I think she's a Master Vogue. Me personally, I don't get life off of the dramatic stuff, but I think Laomi is a master of her craft. I live for the soft and cunt girls over the dramatic. But if they're gonna have a category like that, it's right that her name is on. Her name should be the first name on there.
Okay. And I respect your opinion. But again, our group is exactly what it is. It's our group. Our group is not dictated by the ballroom community. So because it's not dictated by the ballroom community, what we say goes. So if it's our category that we made, then we decide who Vogues. She was a part of the group. She was one of the original Masters of Vogues that were in the group. She chose to remove herself. So because she removed herself, you can no longer compete with us because you're no longer in our group.
How would one of y'all feel if that was a Master of Vogue category and y'all was in that group, but your name wasn't on the list for the Masters of Vogue?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Say R.R. gave a ball, and he had the Master of Vogue for $1,000, but somebody in that Master of Vogue group, you, Pony, Deshaun, one of your names wasn't on his list.
Then none of us
would
vote. If we felt some type of way, then as a unity, because we are a unity, none of us would go out unless all of our names were on there. And if he didn't agree with it, then none of us would vote.
Well, I'm definitely having a ball this summer with Ballroom Throwbacks, and Ballroom Throwbacks just said he's going to add $1,000 to my $2,000 for the Masters of Vogue in that room versus Laomi.
He already had it.
We're gonna have another one.
And it's us. It's us. It's just us in the room that's on in the category.
No. Me and Caesar are going to have a ball, and it's going to be $3,000, and it's going to be everyone that's in that group that would like to come out versus Laomi. And the category will start at the beginning of the night. because it's going to be Laomi versus all of y'all. She will battle the first one. If she wins over the first one, we're going to keep going and keep going until she gets through each and every one of y'all for $3,000.
Okay. Kelly,
well,
the problem that I think you have it is because you think that we're not accepting her as a master.
It's not about accepting her as a master. I'm not saying that. But this is the offer that's here on the table in front of you masters.
But understand this.
Kelly,
if she removes herself from the group,
sweetie, wait a minute,
and
wait
we don't
let
wanna...
me ask a question. Let me ask a question. Kelly, are you more upset that they don't
when they think of a master category, regardless of the fact if Laomi took herself out of the group and she's not in the group, her name should still be on that flyer. Okay? And normally, you know, we had this situation when I was going to do the ball for Thanksgiving, and then Red Legend came out with this $10,000 ball and fucked my ball up that I was supposed to have that Saturday night. We was going to have this category, Masters of Vogue, and they didn't want Laomi's name a part of the flyer. And they said this.
I think what Kelly is saying, you know, although she's not in the group,
it's not even just about Laomi. I always make it about my daughter because that's my child and I have to defend my child. But it's not just about Laomi. It's about the respect of the other girls that are definitely masters that's not in this room. Their name should still be on there, whether they're going to come out and vote or not, regardless of the fact. Let me put it to you like this. Laomi's not even going to be here next month for the ball. She's going to be in Finland, okay? But it's the simple fact of Laomi, Sanaya, Letitia, all of these girls' names should still be on that flyer out of respect because these girls are definitely masters. That's what I'm trying to say to them. Even though we already know that Sanaya and these girls ain't going to come out and play with these girls, but out of the simple fact of respect, they may should still be up there because they are definitely masters.
First of all, Christina is in the Masters of Vogue group, so don't even put her name in it. She is a master.
I'm talking about all of them in the group a lot. All of them. I'm talking about Dom. I'm talking about Andre. I'm talking about Kool-Aid.
Andre's
I'm talking about
too.
All of those girls' names should be on
Andre's
a flyer when you think about master. Even if we know they're not going to walk because you know most of the time Kool-Aid's on the mic or this person is there, but it's still out of the simple respect that these people's names should be up there.
Can I ask you a question about
what I'm saying?
Listen. Did y'all ever think about having masters of Vogue, and then having the true Masters of Vogue for the pioneers who paved the way for those Masters of Vogue?
Tamara,
are you posing that to me or Kelly?
Yeah, to you.
Well, I'm sorry, say it again.
You have the Masters of Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever think about having the true Masters of Vogue, which would consist of people like Letitia and the other girls who have paved the way for those Masters of Vogue?
Well, okay, see, honestly, the Masters of Vogue group was simply, it started out as a Facebook group. It started out for just people that lost contact with each other, that live in different states, that don't come out and walk anymore, for us to get together, relive old memories. Once we started doing that, everybody started posting up old clips of us voguing and battling each other, and we started getting inspired again. So because of that, we said we should have a category, or we should come out, and we should all walk. That's how it transitioned into the ballroom scene. This never started as a ballroom community movement. It just started as a simple Facebook group.
Okay, I get it.
So that's why it wasn't a whole thing of Letitia and Sanaya and all of them. We sent them out invitations to be in the group to converse with us in the group. They didn't take advantage of it. So because we don't laugh and joke and post with them all day, we want to do it with the people that we have these kikis with on a daily basis. So what we want to do is, because we're having fun in the group, we want to take it into the ballroom scene and have fun like we used to, because these are the people that we used to battle. We used to battle each other. That's all.
Well,
I don't know why Masters became why it became a title in the ballroom scene. Like, just because Laomi hasn't been invited on a flyer, don't take away her legendary status. She's still a legend. She's just not in the Masters of Vogue group. She's just not in a Facebook group. That's it.
Hold on, I got a lot of people hitting me up, and they say they pressing one, they want to talk. 201-996, you're live on the air. 201-996, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Hey, what's up, R. Kelly, London? This is Mark Ebony.
Hi,
I'm just calling,
hey, Mark.
Hey, how y'all doing? Tamara, what's up? I'm sorry.
What's up?
The thing about it is, I'm not even contesting the Masters of Vogue or anything like that. I know about it, but I'm not even, like, pertaining to that. But my question is, what about the people that came out with the people in the Masters of Vogue who brought an uproar just as well to the category? Maya Icon, Nigel Revlon, Neil Prodigy. There's a lot of people
that came out. Like, what, 2000 and after?
Well, no, not Nigel and not Neil. Maya, yes, but not Nigel and Neil. But at the same time, even with them coming out, this is not about the Masters of Vogue at all. I'm not taking off that topic. I don't want to contest anybody's status or whatever. I'm just talking about R.R. and Kelly, basically. I'm asking, what happens, you know, in that instance of where you have performance people who have been recognized over the years, but then there's those people who come out and also bring an uproar to the category or contributed to Vogue Femme or whatever performance category as well. Dawn, Ebony, you know, Karima, Movado. There are a lot of people, Shadira, Prodigy. There are a lot of people who bring a lot of uproar to the category, but yet, you know, may not win or whatever, but they still don't get the same, you know, acknowledgement.
They made an impact. They made an impact,
right. They
but
made,
they don't
they
get
made
the acknowledgement that they deserve.
Right. What happens with that? Like, okay, now Tamara, back to the Masters of Vogue. Now,
uh-huh.
If we've got the Masters of Vogue coming out to the people that are in the Masters of Vogue coming out and y'all all battle each other, what about those of us that have battled y'all too and either won or lost to y'all? Because there's a lot of us. I know I have, and I know Maya's has, and I know Nigel has down, and I know Neil has. So what about the people that are in y'all time period? Would y'all consider battling them?
Yeah, well, we're not saying that the only time we're going to come out and walk is when the category says Masters of Vogue. And we're still going to come out and walk legendary
I see that down. I watch y'all come out in Vogue and do a little things. What I'm asking is that when the Masters of Vogue category is called, do
mm-hmm.
you give those people who come out from your time frame or even that y'all may know have came out from your time frame or come out to chew it up along with y'all, or is this just a private sector?
It's kind of just a private sector, so to speak. Yeah, I guess you would have to say that.
Okay. All right. No, that's
so
that's
it's,
what I
it's
wanted
an
to know.
Exclusive club.
Right.
I mean, and I think that's fab. I truly do. And I think that if that's the way they got it out of respect, I think it's fine. You know, at one point I was like, okay, it's a little ridiculous. But then as it started going on and I seen, you know, people were talking about it, Kevin and Charles and all of them, saying how they did it because they respect the people in the category and in the game, I understand completely.
Right.
I just wanted to know, is there some type of, you know, medium where, you know, some of us that came out with y'all can come out and battle y'all once again, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of y'all that have gotten us that we haven't gotten a chance to get y'all back.
Honestly, I would say if you have history with any of us, then send the person a message on Facebook. Say, listen, I want to be in the Masters of Vogue.
That's not what he's saying.
He wants to have an opportunity to redeem himself with the person that beat him.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I think Bitch Queen Vogue him today, and a lot of, I mean, an exception of Boots Prodigy and Naima Mugli and a few other people. I think it looks crazy, and I'm not going to come back out and Vogue him with those people. I'm sorry. I just don't see myself spinning six times in a battle or in the
and that same reason that you're saying is the reason why we created the Masters of Vogue, is because we wanted to stay true to our element and vote the way we wanted to Vogue.
Right, and that's why I'm agreeing exactly what you're saying. But
any great art, it's a time of evolution and growth. And Vogue has grown from where it was back in the days to something that it is today. And my honest opinion is I think that those girls just want to stay on top as the legends and the masters that they consider themselves and don't want to let these new girls come out. They don't want to come out and play with these new girls because they don't want an embarrassment.
No, I don't think Alyssa would be interested in voguing against Malaysia.
I can do massage.
It's two totally different eras of Vogue.
Mm. Okay, hold on. We got another caller. 917-204, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, how are you? My name is Calista from New York. I'm just a spectator. But I just want to ask, I know Alyssa for a fact isn't on Facebook. If you're not a member of Facebook, then you couldn't be part of the group, which would mean that so if Alyssa came out and walked, you guys wouldn't accept her as walking the category?
If you said if Alyssa came out?
If Alyssa came out, and I know
mm-hmm.
she's not on Facebook, let's say, right, for sure.
Right.
So if she's not on Facebook, she's not part of the group then. So if she came out and wanted to storm or anything, then she wouldn't be able to walk. She's not a master, technically, by your standards, what you were saying.
Okay, it started, she's not in our group, so no, she
won't. Basically, what he's trying to say, Tamara, is Alyssa was to come to the Christian ball, okay, and y'all had this category, Master of Vogue, and she was to come out and storm this category, would they chop her?
No, of course not. Of course not.
Thank you.
Of course not.
Okay. Well, you would chop, let's say, Laomi, who's a legend, who wouldn't, just because she's not Alyssa, or what?
Well, Laomi removed herself. Laomi removed herself from the group.
Right.
So, no, we
right.
wouldn't. We would not want her to come and Vogue with us. Alyssa never had a chance to come to the group. So if she came out because of her status, yes, Alyssa, come Vogue with us, yes.
That would be
fine.
Lovely, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But
well,
Laomi,
I know
Sanaya
is not a part of the group, so if she was to come out, she wouldn't be able to walk?
Sanaya?
Yes.
Yeah, she would.
So what's the difference between Laomi? She took herself out the group.
Right,
she took herself out. So she is no longer interested in being with us. So why do you, if you don't want to be with us in a group with us, then why do you want to Vogue with us?
This is so.
I just think it's really
so
shady, though, and the idea that you, I'm sorry, Kelly. I don't mean to interrupt.
This is so hypocritical.
Yeah, because I think the idea, though, that you have to be, first of all, part of a website, right, like Facebook, to even be part of the group. You can't even be part of this group, let's say, through the internet or any other way. And then the idea that it's got this title of masters, and then other people are throwing balls where your that category is being called. Why not then throw your own ball where you're trying to do your own category and be exclusive in that way?
The category is being sponsored, so it's
right.
It has nothing to do with the ball. It doesn't
it's
stop any other category.
Thing, right.
Mm.
I don't know. I just feel like that kind of creates even more kind of criteria within
it seems like shade.
Yeah, and a lot of girlfriend stuff going on. I don't know. That's it.
Okay.
That makes sense. I love you guys. I love you, RR. I love you, Kelly, and everybody else. I don't know who's on the phone, but thanks a lot.
Okay.
The next caller we have is 204-432. You're live on the air. 234, you're live on the air. 240-432, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, my question is for Tamara. You said Alyssa wouldn't want to battle Malaysia, but didn't Mary J. Blige just do a song with Beyonce? Hasn't Aretha Franklin did a song with Lauryn Hill? Like, I don't get what you're saying.
She did it with her, not against her. Did they compete? Because I was talking about competing. I didn't say Alyssa wouldn't say I'm not going to do team performance with Malaysia. I said she wouldn't compete with her.
Thank you,
hello?
Caller. The next caller is another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Mary, you ate that up. That was cute.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Thank you, private caller.
I'm not saying that, like, Alyssa would say that Malaysia's not worthy enough to Vogue against her or anything like that. What I'm saying is, well,
she's
if
not.
They say, let me see a, you can't say she's not. Anybody is worth Voguing against anybody. Nobody's performance is better than the other. You can win on any given night.
But you know what? I just had an epiphany, and I know exactly what I want to do. I'm gonna talk with Caesar, and you know what I want to do? I want you, what I already have it basically all the members that's in the group. But what I want to do is I want to do that category for that $3,000. And I want those masters from that group, and I want me and Caesar to take and get a team together of masters and put together. And the young masters can tap the old masters that they want.
Kelly, what I think you should do is I think you should have a ball, have the category be Master of Vogue for $5,000. I think you should put one name on it, Laomi, and then give her the grand prize.
No, I'm not even talking about Laomi. I'm talking about all the girls that y'all shun from y'all group that we in the ballroom community feel that is master. I think we should have them versus y'all group.
You say
Kelly,
we in
said,
the community,
Kelly,
but
you
are the only person
that you know that, right?
Yeah, but no, I'm being
Kelly.
Very serious. That's what we should do. Like the girls that's not in the group, like Laomi, Cassandra, all of those girls that everybody in the ballroom scene feels that is masters versus y'all girls in that group that y'all feel are masters, and the young girls get to come and tap the old masters they want.
Let me piggyback something that RR said. The only reason, because it's not that we don't feel Cassandra is not a master, we just don't feel that she's ready to be in our group. The same way RR said that there are people that are potentially going to be icons. They're just not ready yet. They're not ready to take on that focus of a leadership role is the same way we feel about Cassandra. Some people in the group feel that Cassandra's not ready to be in our group and to be able to have decent conversations without shade or any type of rhetoric like that. So that's why Cassandra's not in the group yet. It's not because of her performance, because Cassandra is a master. That's been said throughout the group on several occasions. That's not the reason why she's not in the group. So let's take Cassandra out, and let's take Laomi out.
Where's Nicola?
Nicola's on vacation.
So who else should be a master besides Laomi and Cassandra?
I feel it's a lot of girls that have definitely mastered their craft.
Give me two more. Just give me two more so I know that you're not team Laomi. Give me two more people. I said give me two more people.
Two more people that definitely have mastered their craft and that's not in your group that is definitely a master. I definitely will give it to definitely Cassandra. I would definitely give it to Laomi. Let me see another person.
Somebody else besides, two people besides Laomi and Cassandra. That's what I just said. Two more people. And you said the two people I told you not to say.
You said four people. You said Laomi and Cassandra, and you said name two other people.
Right. Give me two more.
Two other people that I think that I could definitely consider a master that's not in that group. Is Berlin in that group?
He is.
Berlin's in the group. See, you know, I haven't been in the group in a long time, so I really don't know, you know, who's definitely in the group. So let me see. I have to think about it. Because I don't remember who's in the group.
Mm.
I haven't been in a long time. So I don't know who y'all have added
so you,
to the group and, you know, who
so
has
you
put himself out.
So you got a
gripe.
So hold on. Let me get this right. You have a gripe about who's not in the group.
And
you
I also think that my child, Raven Couture from Chicago, is definitely a master of her category.
Who?
Raven. From Legendary Father Couture from Chicago. Is J-Lo in the group?
J-Lo's in the group.
Okay, J-Lo's in the group.
Wait, who's J-Lo?
J-Lo, Smokey. Balenciaga, he now goes by Smokey Balenciaga.
I think he is in the group. I've seen that name in there before.
Yeah, I think he's definitely a master of his craft, honey. So you know, it's a lot, honey. Brenda Revlon.
Who?
Brenda Revlon, legendary Brenda. To be a big girl, she votes, Miss Thing. She's definitely a master. She definitely votes down for a big girl.
She ain't
what's Brenda's Facebook page?
Brenda Revlon. They're on Facebook. So what's the show? What's the
team? I'm about to get Brenda up in the group. I live for Brenda. You ain't said nothing but a word.
And
her default picture on Facebook is sitting.
Yes, it is. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
I have a quick question about all the talk about the icons and the legends. Let's say, for example, we have someone that is on their way of, you know, becoming legendary or iconic person and on the scene. And this question might go, you know, towards you, Kelly, or what happens if they're, you know, a rock star in their actual performance part of that category, you know, they are a face bitch, they, you know, they vogue down, but do you take into consideration the personal things that get exposed in the ballroom, like, you know, they might crap down, they might be, you know, pedophiling with the children in the house, you know, putting them out like that, you know, they, if these are going to be leaders, you know, do you take that into consideration and say, okay, you get an A, but when you come out, you're beautiful, or you vote down, or you're real, but, you know that, you know, you have and where, you know,
well, let me say this to you. First of all, what people do in their personal life has nothing to do with the structure of the ballroom status, because that is a status that we're giving out based on what we can see. What you do behind closed doors and when you leave that ballroom, we have nothing, no control over that. So even if I heard a rumor that somebody was crafting or child molesting and stuff like that, if I haven't seen it, it means nothing to me. Okay, so at the end of the day, I can only judge you on the merits in which I'm viewing. So that's how I judge people on from the past, present, and future of what I know of that individual. And if it played a part in anybody getting a status in the ballroom, what they do outside the ballroom, none of us would have status.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is...
Hey.
609-880, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Devon 007, and I was just calling because I wanted to know if Lola Ebony, is she a master?
No.
And why is that?
Nobody brought her name up to be in a group.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Jow, baby, please.
Kelly, who was that?
Don't even know. I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
You knew who that was?
Kelly, did I keep that short?
Yes, she did. 267-205, you live on the air.
I'm just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Private caller, you live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're there.
Hello, is it true that Keisha Revlon spat with Tisha Revlon? That's why she left the house?
Oh, I don't know. But we're not going to... I don't know. I don't know about that situation. I don't know, honey. I don't know. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
Kelly, you know what I'd like to
say. Y'all girls is many things. London, you ain't got no tea? Nothing happened over the weekend? No tea, no gossip, no nothing?
I actually have breaking news.
Oh, hold on. You want me to give you a breaking news sound, or you just want to say it?
I was actually respecting my elders as far as the Masters of Virgo.
Well, you know, Tamara, I hope this time, you know. But, you know, I'll wait until after London spill her tea. Go ahead, London. What tea you have for us?
Okay, so Rico Namalong got attacked at the after hours when he bumped the hard dragon Carmen Chanel in Club 91. She beat him like a street nigger, well, streetwear, which Rico walks and he doesn't even pinch the bitch.
Oh, shit. A fucking mess. But Tamara, I definitely do hope when y'all definitely do come out at the Christian Ball, I definitely hope that performance is definitely better than it was at Rodney and James Ball.
Tamara, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think of Realness with a Twist boys who are voguing femme? Do you think it's time that they change their category, or should they still be judged as Realness with a Twist?
If they walk Vogue Femme?
No, they're walking realness with a twist, right? You understand what realness with a twist is. But when they're performing, they look like they're Vogue Femme because they're so good at it.
Yeah, they should be Vogue and Femme.
It's tough with that because I think that category, when it first came out, it was the realness. It was mainly a realness categories, and then they wanted to play around in Vogue.
And the reason I'm asking you this, because if you're a master of Vogue, that should have been a real easy question because it is simple. Not saying that you're not. Don't get me wrong.
Right. No,
but what
no.
I'm saying is the idea behind realness with a twist is that you're real, but you're trying to act like you know how to Vogue, but you really don't know how to Vogue. But the minute you can get into a Macaella dip, bitch, and you can catwalk and do all that, you are no longer realness with a twist. And I think it's time that, you know, the kids stop playing with that category.
I think that before you answer that, Tamara, I think that that's something that ballroom leaders need to sit down and we need to sit down and talk about. Because it's a lot of people that's out here and they're scared to switch over to go to Vogue Femme. Like I say all the time, I give Quincy much respect and much props for definitely knowing that it was definitely his time to switch from realness with a twist and go to Vogue
Femme. You're saying realness with a twist is a virgin category? And after a while, you've graduated to Vogue Femme?
Exactly. Yes. You know how back in the day, Tamara, the thugs would come out and they would look crazy doing it, but we would kiki and laugh at it because
but remember,
fun
but
seeing them doing it.
But back then, realness with a twist wasn't a staple category at every ball. Now it is.
And because it is, it's only because the kids are perfecting it to make it look more like a Vogue category than realness with a twist.
I guarantee you, if Runners with a Twist went back to how it was, where that was a surprise category and you had to walk realness, half of them kids wouldn't be walking it because half majority of them is not real.
Exactly. And I like the fact that Rodney and James had realness at their ball mistake, and it wasn't a lot of them that walked because a lot of them can't get their tens for realness. The majority of these kids, when they have to come and get their tens for realness first, a lot of them don't walk because they know they're not real.
But they're not even doing that anymore.
Even if they went back to the whole thing of you walk performance first and then you battle for the realness, it would not happen. When I was walking runners with a twist, there was never no Twister versus Sister because me personally, I would never win and battle no Sister because I know I wouldn't have won. So all that runners with a twist kind of stuff needs to be deaded because it's horrible and they all.
If you could name
like R.R. said, they all. If you consider Vogue Femme down, you need to be walking Vogue Femme, not runners with a twist.
Off the top of your head, if you could name three people that are walking realness with a twist that need to switch over to Vogue Femme, who would it be?
R.R., honestly, I don't even know these twisters now.
Kelly.
I'm not gonna say nobody's name. But the people that I think...
What you mean you're not going to say nobody's name?
I'm not going to say nobody's name. I'm going to tell you who I think is realness with a twist. I think his name is Father Luminati from Baltimore.
David, my son.
Yes, I think that he's realness with a twist. I think that my son Danny is definitely realness with a twist. Who else I think is realness is definitely another realness with a twist? Oh, my God. But also the only two I can think of right now is definitely
Runners
with a Twist.
Okay, well, let me say this
then. Wait, hold on. Let me say something real quick, Tamara. All these twisters who walk Runners with a Twist right now, the only person who I honestly could have seen back there with me, Bebe, Quincy, and all of us is this kid, Kevin Balenciaga. He's the only one because he's the only one that does not go out there and look like he evokes some. He looks like half the time he don't know what he's doing and he's just having fun.
That's right.
All these other ones, like us doing Macaellas and putting their legs above their heads and falling into dips and doing all this Laomi and Cassandra stuff, should not be walking runners
exactly.
with a twist.
Exactly. You know
let me just say, Devil's Advocate for one minute, Faith.
Faith, definitely realness with a twist.
That's
and still definitely realness with a twist. Today.
Exactly.
I forgot about Faith.
Can we talk about the original realness with a twist, though?
Let's talk about the original. Let's talk about Lakim and all of them. All the original.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the real realness with a twist. The back in the day ones that were definitely realness with a twist. And if they were to come out today, they would definitely still give you realness with a twist from
exactly.
back in the days, and they've been out for years.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. I think it's a difference.
Why
because,
you,
hold on, let me
why
just say one
thing.
Why
do you think I changed my category? Because
hold
I
on,
came
let me just
here
say
and
one thing. It's some now David, my son, he is a legend, and he used to walk because he was walking before realness with a twist started happening. He used to walk realness, and he would walk Vogue Femme. So when they made realness with a twist, he felt like that was his perfect category because he did both of them very well. So he was heads above the rest because he already knew how to Vogue, and he already walked realness. So what do you say to somebody like that who is a,
well,
a
I think
damn
what,
good
what
Vogue,
happened with that category
but he's definitely
is there
a good realness person too.
There was no criteria in the structure of the category. So as people walked, they just let the structure take over what they saw instead of having a structure for the category. Because if you know what runway is, you know how you're supposed to walk. If you know what realness is, you know how to walk realness. But when it comes to realness with a twist, there was no structure put on it. And whatever the kids was doing, as long as they was real and doing it, the kids accepted it. But that's not what realness with a twist is all about. I cannot understand a realness with a twist coming out in pantyhose and pumps and a bustier and then turning it in pumps, doing spins, dips, and flips.
And you know what's another thing, bitch, a lot of the kids come out and they don't know nothing about realness with a twist, and then they start walking, they walk Vogue Femme first, and because the Vogue Femmes are slaying them and eating them, then they want to start walking realness with a twist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck? Where do you do that at?
Because with realness with a twist, you have a little more leniency and room to be a little sloppier, because it is still that foundation where you didn't have to be a perfect voguer in order to walk realness with a twist.
Right.
And it's not, hold on, because I forgot something that was just brought to my attention. And then let's talk about the butch queens that come out and walk butch queen Vogue Femme, and they don't cut it as butch queen Vogue Femme, so they get up in motherfucking drags and start voguing.
Wow.
So they can eat the girls and make a name for themselves.
Well,
are you talking about
this.
That child that won the five?
Ooh, talk about it. Let's do it. Ooh. Right here, right now. Let's do it.
Okay, we got another caller. 347-335. You're live on the air. Y'all started y'all shit, honey.
What's up, Kelly? This is Bebe. What's up, Ski? What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Realness with a twist. What's the tea?
How are you, R? This is Bebe, former Chanel Allure. On the phone. When I first started walking twist.
You better say hi to me, baby.
I said hi, Tamara. What's up, sister?
What's the deal?
Priscilla. My first house that I was ever in was Chanel in Atlanta when Makuta was father. And before Shay Shay became mother, when Makuta's wife at the time, a girlfriend, was the mother, then Shay Shay became mother. When myself, Tony Mustard, and God rest his soul, Ben Supreme, Duke Mizrahi from Virginia, started walking twist and Black Milan as well. The category was realness. That was all of everybody that I just named. That was our original category, realness. Twist was a subsect of realness. So
mm-hmm.
when they started, so we did that for like 2 or 3 years between me, Tony Mustard, Chanel. We slayed all of North Carolina up to New York when Jack was living in Virginia. We would go up to Virginia, and one of our best friends at the time that lived there was Duke, who was a Mizrahi. We used to all just slay. And then Tony Revlon, ex-lover, Jerome Christian Bizarre as well, was another one that started the category with us. And we made it like a more mainstream category. First it was fag out. Then it was like runway. And then we all just knew how to Vogue. Eventually, we kind of evolved in the Vogue. So it was like it was something that we knew how to do. A lot of people may not know this, but I was a dance major in school, so I danced professionally. So voguing was just something that came natural to me. It wasn't something that I aspired to do. You can look at these twisters now, and you can see that they all sit home and Vogue all day, every day. That's what they do. Like, you know what I mean? And we was in Atlanta and Virginia and them holding it down. Ski was in Philly turning it up. Like, you know what I mean? So it changed now. When they started.
But,
baby,
you Vogue good enough to Vogue against Vogue Femme. So should you transition now to Vogue Femme and not walk realness with a twist anymore?
I think realness with a twist is a transformative category, which means that you're there for a waiting period to go on to something else. Of
yes,
course,
exactly.
when you walk any category, you evolve over a period of time. So, of course, you get better. Of course, your spins are going to get more on point. Of course, you're going to be able to do more splits. Of course, but now you have to take that next step. I think that anybody who's been walking runners with a twist as a category for more than 3 to 5 years, they need to be chopped out the ballroom scene, period.
So then maybe the leaders need to put a cap on how long somebody can walk runners with a twist. This should never be a runners with a twist legend.
Because if you let them sit there, they're never gonna graduate. They'll be in high school forever. They will be in high school forever.
I know that's right.
If you let them. And then you have people like in my case with the category twist, when they start wanting us to do wigs and earrings and skirts, first of all, I'm too big of a man to be doing that, my personal opinion. So I would never allow myself to be the key of a category. It was fun when we were having fun with each other, but when it came down to, okay, I want you to be in a pink wig, it's like, I'm not going to be your key.
But I think that's where
you
lose the element of the realness. And if you're supposed to be real, you're supposed to have that beard, that goatee, that mustache, you know,
exactly.
And then trying to perform. Now, if you want to wear the wigs and all that other stuff, then go to Vogue Femme.
Exactly.
And then
if
you feel like you want to start padding and having boobs and looking like you really want to do it, go to Femme Queen categories.
Exactly. But I think people are scared, and it's going to be up to the leadership to make the rules to kick them out of high school.
Well,
it's
like
that
said,
No Child Left Behind Act. Like
exactly.
That No Child Left Behind Act.
Exactly.
You got to graduate them.
Exactly.
Whether they're ready for it or not.
Exactly.
They're going to find something else to do. But
exactly.
We keep allowing people to be at a standstill, stalling at a light. They polluting the universe, all that pollution.
Hey!
They're polluting the category. The category
step
is,
into the light, Carol Ann.
And if you don't step into the light gets turned out.
I know that's right.
Period.
You better speak.
That's all I wanted to say. Behind,
you
I
said a mouthful
that,
right
you?
There.
Thank
you so thank much.
Thank you, baby. Next caller we have. Ski, somebody sent up a question, but I don't know if you want to answer Prodigy questions.
What is the question?
They want to know, do you think that Cam Cam should switch over to Vogue Femme?
I don't know. I will not answer that as my house member. Whoever wants to know, the next time they see Cam Cam, they got to accept the Cam Cam.
Okay.
They'll see him in Philly for the awards ball.
Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. The next caller is 347-316. You're live on the air. You're gone. 202-702, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes. Ooh, I know that voice.
I just wanted to say, I don't walk running for the twist. Like, my whole thing is, like, there's already been twisters who have been deemed legend. So now it's already been really established that it's a separate category from Vogue Femme. So if you have twisters who've been in the twist game for a while and they built their reputation up and their status is up, why make them switch to Vogue Femme? Because it's almost like they have to start all over again and build their reputation up for Vogue Femme. And it's going to be hard. I don't understand.
I thought that was somebody else.
I don't think
who's the legendary twister?
No, wait. I don't think it's going to be hard because all of us that are deemed legendary for twist, we were just walking twist. We were not walking twister versus sister, and we were not voguing like these twisters are voguing now. So that's why they're saying that the twisters now should graduate to Vogue Film because that's how they vogue.
But like the person said before, like, if you're voguing, like, these people, they vogue, like, every day. If you're practicing something every day, like, you're eventually going to get very, very talented in it. You're going to get better at it. So
that's the difference between the twisters
right.
of today and the twisters
and
back
twisters
then.
Of yesterday.
The twisters, the skis, the baby, the X, the old X, Mizrahi, Lakim, and all of them. When they was outside of the ballroom, they didn't vogue in their house. They did things that boys did. The only time they vogue when they came to a ball.
Exactly. And you're not supposed to practice. If you're realist, you're not supposed to be practicing anything but your craft for being real 24/7. And that's another thing that gets me with these boys, because back in the days, we used to judge you on your realness, how we see you 24/7. If I saw you in the club and you was cunt, and you came to the ball 4 hours after that and walked realness, I would chop you because you're supposed to be real 24/7, 365. What you do behind closed doors is another thing, but in public, if I didn't see that realness in you, when I see you, you were not getting my 10.
So can we say that the category? Hold on, can we say that the category has changed to Twist with a touch of realness?
No, it's not a touch of realness. Because, see, the thing with us, well, we didn't even know they was going to have the category. It was a surprise category. So you had to come in there and walk the realness. It wasn't
exactly
schoolboy realness. You had to go stand in that line with Dre, Roy, Bam, Man, and
so on and so on.
Get the 10 that way. Then they would say realness with a twist. So once we got our 10s for realness, if we won the realness category or not, we would come back out and twist. It wasn't no change in your clothes because we were already dressed. We had on baggy this, baggy that, or Tim's or whatever.
And it used to be a surprise. When the motherfucker for realness came up there, the first thing the judge would say was, I know this motherfucker is not about to vote.
Exactly.
It was a surprise. You couldn't believe that this motherfucker was this real, that they would come out and they're about to, I want to see this motherfucker go ahead and spin and kick and dip. Now, it's not that. It's like, oh, yeah, there go the sisters. Here they come. And it's 40 of them. It's more twisters than it is votes.
I was there.
Hello?
You're live on the air.
Oh, hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, Kelly. Hello, Tamara. Hello, Ski. Kelly,
hello.
Did you say that the original Vogue, Realness with the Twist children, was going home and they did not Vogue in the house?
Ooh. Like him was Vogue.
So why was that? I was around. I didn't see. They wasn't Vogue when they was around me, when I was a little bunch queen. I didn't see them Vogue around. We had other things to do. We had to finish that book.
Oh, because it all was at my house, Vogue. So I know that
okay.
They were Vogue at home.
Meechie Lover was Vogue femme, so you know he was Vogue at home. Poetry.
Where they at?
What's the deal?
What's up? Y'all want to hear breaking? I hear y'all walking.
Hello.
London, what's up?
Hello.
Oh, I don't like that hello.
Okay, that was sultry.
What does that mean?
Hello.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Anyway, so that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Can I say something to somebody in the chat room?
Yes.
I don't know what twisters y'all talking about that's broke, but me, I walked balls for God knows how long. I graduated from high school. I graduated from college. I am an RN, so I'm far from broke.
Okay.
Now take that to the bank.
313-585, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. Speaking of performance, I don't want to go off subject, but I feel as if the higher cash categories or cash categories in general should be moved towards the fashion categories besides performance where you can go get a $20 legging and a $5 T-shirt and you win thousands of dollars versus people who actually walk in fashion categories actually going out here spending a heavy dollar and it's not for cash.
Can I explain why that is? Let me explain why that is.
Well, can you name me and at least 5 to 6 girls that actually spending cash and they still have those pieces in their closet for that category? Because I know girls come out and they got those pieces for that night.
Well, I don't know about all of them, but I know for myself, I do. Everything I buy myself. I own my own business. This is Rico Sirianni from Detroit. And I don't know about how anybody else get their money, but I know for me, my money comes from legitimacy. I don't even smoke. I don't do drugs. I don't do none of that.
Let me say this. I don't think it has anything to do with the fact of the category, because they do have the label categories and stuff like that. But say, for instance, they're having a label category head to toe. Only 5 people are going to walk that category, no matter how they get their garments or whatever they do to get it. Only 5 people are going to walk that category. And they're having that category, say, for $2,000. So they're going to wait for 5 people to walk for $2,000 when they can have Realness with a Twist and have 60 people online to walk Realness with a Twist that paid $30 a head and it's a $10 pot.
And their girlfriends is coming with them to cheer them on.
How you doing?
Thank you.
If it ain't making dollars, it don't make sense.
How you doing?
That's the politics of the ballroom, sweetie. That's all it is.
And then when Vince goes into that category, I don't want to see tags sticking out so I can know that they're going to return the shit.
Make sure you don't ever walk a label category that got dollar signs by it. Make sure it got a number.
Exactly, because they'll give you $10.
Sure will.
And make sure when you walk a label category, you look at the person next to you, because 9 out of 10 times, they're not as on point as they think they are. Because I've seen some runover soles of shoes.
Wasn't there a $5,000 label category and only two people walked?
I think that was Best Dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Best Dress, and only Andre and Stewart walked.
Really?
I mean,
when
Andre
was this?
And Cardon.
Well, Best Dress doesn't necessarily mean labels.
Yeah, it doesn't. But, baby,
no.
See, I'm going to let y'all girls know, don't walk nobody grand prize and you see dollar signs mistake. Because I got my kids together when I was in this other house mistake, honey. And
I
we walked the grand prize category mistake, and they gave us $125.
That's some dollar signs.
Well, the dollar
$125. $125 for a 3 minute production and everything, mistake. $125. I shit my pants.
Mm. Because dollar signs usually mean $25 for each dollar sign.
Yeah.
So they have
no,
dollar signs
mean, what I took after that night, dollar signs mean, the dollar signs mean however many people come in the building is how much they're going to give you.
Right.
They had a fab crowd this thing, we would have got more. But since the crowd was lackluster, that's what we got.
Yeah.
It's a roll of the roulette, you know, wheel sometimes. You know,
sure.
You spin the wheel and wherever it lands, that's what you get.
You have to pick and choose. You have to read them flyers like a politician.
Okay. Read the flyer.
Yes, honey, but we are definitely here. We are live on the air. Our topics are still open. If you have any topic that you would like to talk about, you can definitely feel free to definitely press 1. The topics are here. We're talking about the Masters of Vogue. We're talking about the Legends and the Icons. Whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about. The format is here for you. They say they have the $1,500 Twisted. Oh, they have the $1,500 Realness with a Twist in North Carolina for the North Carolina Awards Board. Do they have to walk Realness first? In North Carolina, or it's just Twist?
Are you screaming at the computer?
Oh, sir, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Word.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm talking to the computer.
Well, let me ask all a question, and this is because it's my category. How do you feel now that they don't differentiate Butch Queen and Drag's performance and then Femme Queen performance? Now they have a category called Female Figure Performance, and anybody in a wig and a boot can vote.
I think that's tired.
Okay.
I think that's tired, and they should let everybody stay in their own lane, and that's the problem with the categories today. People are not staying in their lanes, and they're just driving all over the highway.
But, you know, I don't think – you know what I think about that? I think the economy fucked that up. The economy fucked that up. Magic fucked that up. That's what's fucked up. The girls have to pay trophies now.
Right.
Okay, because Magic ain't working no more.
Right.
So the girls got to pay for trophies, and the Femme Queens don't come out like that. So why spend $15 extra for a Femme Queen trophy, and they're not going to come out to the ball, or if they do come, it's only one or two of them that come out and walk, when you can just put them all together?
That's
what
right,
it is.
Though. But it's just you know, we could say what's right and what's wrong, but we all know what comes down to politics, you know.
Right.
You know, when people decide to give a ball, they have to also think about the things that it takes to put a ball together before the crowd walks in the door. You know, like she said, Magic ain't what it used to be. There was a time Magic paid for everything, but now people got to pay for their ballroom, they got to pay for the security, they got to pay for the tables, they got to pay for the flyers, they got to pay for the trophies, and let's not forget if they got to go into overtime and they only got 150 people in there, but they still didn't call their grand prize yet.
And they
another question that I have for you, because you are a well-known ball promoter. How do you feel three or more people must walk and get tens for the cash?
I think if you're going to give out cash, just give out your cash.
Exactly. I hate that, and it's no shade to nobody out there, but I urge anybody that sees that on a flyer,
to not have your kids walk that door, Miss Thing, because that
fire.
Means somebody really don't want to give out their cash, Miss Thing. Three or more people must walk and get their 10.
Oh, no, Kelly, they take it a step further. Yeah, not even three or more people must walk. Three or more people must get their 10s in order to get the cash.
I think that's so late and horrible.
And I
think that's a bitch who just don't
want to
give away her money.
Right, that's all it is. That's somebody who's given a ball, and they're banking their ball on their door, and they're hoping that they make more at the door to take home than what they have to give out, and that's late.
I think that's so. Hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, I have a question for Tamara.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Who would you like to battle today? Who would you like to meet on the floor today that you haven't met on the floor? Or who would you like to meet again on the floor?
Who would I like for you to get?
No.
You know, that's one of them girls that you say, oh, I want a piece of that. Who's that?
You know what? I would love to lose some weight, and I would love to try to go out there and see if I could still compete with the accolades of somebody like Laomi. I would love to, but I'm not there yet. But I would love to. She's the hottest thing out right now, bitch. So yeah, if I want somebody, I'm gonna want the best.
Because you really Vogue. You are Vogue to your name, and I don't understand how, you know, some people take. They take credit away from y'all girls that's been voguing a long, long, long time. And, you know.
I don't think it's necessarily taking credit away from us. I think that when performance evolutionizes to something else, they put us in wheelchairs, as Kelly would say. Right? They would put us in wheelchairs. And I agree. I watch YouTube clips, and when I look at some of the old YouTube clips with me and Deja and Alora, I see new girl comments that be like, if this is what old performances was, I'm glad the girls voguing the way they voguing now. That shit looked horrible. And that's because they can't appreciate that the girls that's doing what they're doing now wouldn't be doing what they're doing if it wasn't for us.
Absolutely, I agree.
Exactly. Because Sanaya and Alyssa came from Danielle and the girls back then. And then we came from Sanaya and Alyssa and Letitia and them. And now those girls are coming from us. Trust me, in another 10 years, it's going to be a bitch out there, and they're going to be doing way crazier shit than what Laomi doing. And Laomi going to be a thing of the past. They're going to put her in the wheelchair. That's how it goes. But you know what? You got to know how to bow out gracefully. And that's what we've done in our group, in the master's group. I don't want to vote against Laomi because I ain't got nothing for her right now. But I would like to battle. I would like to battle Niambi. I would like to battle Deja. I would like to battle Mercedes because these are the bitches that I romped the floor with. And if they could still do something, I know I got a little something in me too.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Niambi is making her return for 2012 back to the ballroom scene.
Yes, she is. We both are.
Okay. Well,
Kelly,
you know, the biggest loser is definitely taking contestants.
Kelly.
Yes.
Somebody just IM'd me and told me to ask you what you thought of the ball last night.
What I thought of the ball last night, girl, it was motherfucking, it was crickets in there, Miss Thing. I'm going to tell y'all girls, bitch, I have never been to a Rumble, Miss Thing, and I sat at the bar the whole night and I seen the whole ball. From the ball, okay? And it was these three big queens that came and stood. It was me and Miss Pussy and Tommy was sitting in the back. And these three butch queens came and stood in front of me last night at the ball. And I told them, bitch, I was being fierce, but then the way they turned around and looked like they was in gag nations or how I spoke to them. So I was like, no, I'm just playing with y'all. But I told them, as empty as this motherfucking club is, y'all want to bring y'all motherfucking tired asses and stand in front of us. Because that's how empty the club was. You could see the ball from wherever you was at.
The tea that I got, Kelly, was that Esquilitas had to go to court for their liquor license,
So they can
Esquilita's in the Supreme Court with a whole bunch of lawsuits. It's been all over the news and everything. And they're trying. Actually, what they basically trying to do is that, you know, Disney and, you know, all these different fab companies has bought that area of land in 42nd Street.
Right.
They trying to take and bring up the clientele in that area with the clubs and things, with the tourists and things. And Esquilita's is not on, you know, the radar of that. But what I got from a conversation that I had yesterday, Esquilita's already has a 20-year lease on the building. They're into a 10-year lease already of a 20-year lease, and they're trying to push Esquilita's out by making the age limit go up to 21. And so that's why a lot of the girls is not allowed to come into Esquilita's. And then on top of that, the girls would still come, but security charges the girls $40 extra to get them in without any services, and then they still have to pay their 20 to come in. Who's going to pay $60 to go to a rumble? So that's what it is. But Esquilita's is a long thing and everything, and it's just crazy. But I was just talking to one of these kids the other day, and he told me, I've been waiting 2 years, Kelly, to go to a Rumble Ball. And he said, my birthday is next week, and I'm going to be 18. And he said, I'm gagging that. I got to wait another 3 years.
It might be for the best.
Funny, so that's it. That's what's going on with that. So...
Hello, private caller, you're live on the air. Yes, I have a question for R.R. Chanel, the pioneer R.R. Chanel.
Yeah, I'm here.
R.R., I'd like to ask you, how do you feel about schoolboy realness at this point, and how do you feel about schoolboys walking schoolboy realness with arched eyebrows and hiding the eyebrows next to the head?
Well, baby, you know this is the number one spot in ballroom radio where we get all the tea and all the information. So, what schoolboy arched their eyebrows would be hiding it? You calling me private? We don't know who you is. Spill the name.
I was calling those other schoolboys out, but I was just wondering because.
Well, let me just say this to you. First of all, I don't know if you've ever seen me judge, but I'm very thorough. And anybody that comes out with a baseball cap or anything of that nature and it's pulled down over their eyebrows, I usually ask them to remove their hats because I want to see the full structure of the face. So 9 out of 10 times, if I'm on the panel, you're not going to get away with it. But if the other judges are allowing them to get away with it, you know, who am I to say anything? You know, because at the end of the day, you know, I can only speak for what I judge on. And I try to be as fair as possible. So that the contestants who have brought it the way the flyer asked for can get their just due, and the ones who didn't can take a back seat. That's basically
right.
The gist of it.
So are you talking about Aaron Evisu? Because somebody just sent me over that name.
Kelly, I won't name any names, but Kelly, I have a question for you. Also, I'd like to ask you, how do you feel about people saying that a boy can walk, a boy is rooting in another boy because they have a baby face, and it looks like they're still in high school, but the other young man looks like a college student, but he looks realer than him, and they give the person the vote because they have a baby face and they think they're cute.
Well, I feel that realness comes in all shapes and sizes because just last year, honey, I went to my cousin's elementary graduation, and, baby, if you see some of these little cunts that was graduating from elementary school going to junior high school, they motherfucking teens is bigger than mine.
Right.
So it really doesn't matter. I was gagging at these cunts. These cunts look like grown ass women, and they was just going to junior high school. So it really doesn't. It really doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's in the formula.
It's in the infomil. That infomil is really fucking these kids up. They need to go back to Similac.
You know what I think too? I think the realness, the schoolboy realness, it needs to be two categories because you have your high school realness and then you have people that walk like they're seniors in college. You know, and right. they need to switch it up where they say schoolboy realness. We're talking ninth grade to 12th grade. And then after schoolboy realness, they can do college realness and have from freshman to senior. You know what I'm saying? They need to separate it because a lot of people try to just slip in there that don't need to be walking that category. And then when they get chopped, they look at you like, why did you chop me? Child, you look like you 28 years old standing next to this child who looked like he's 17 years old. Come on.
They trying to get their doctorate.
Right.
Well, they super senior.
One other question for you, R. How would you feel if they kept realness with the twist, but you had to get your 10 for realness and get a slip say that you got your 10 and then came out in the same clothes that you walked realness in? So if you was a schoolboy, you had to come out and twist with your backpack like you were a schoolboy twisting. If you thugs realness, you still come out with your 10s, your grill, your fitted cap, and you still Vogue.
Yeah, that Rami wore, and only like a half few of the walked.
Exactly. But that's how it should be. It should be no changing for realness with a twist. It shouldn't be any changing. Because you know what happens when they change their clothes? They change their persona. You know, they become a comic chameleon. It's just like when you're out in public, say you're going to an event and you put on a suit and a tie, you act one way. But then when you put on some jeans and you sagging and got on a T-shirt and a baseball cap, you're another way. So
right,
that whole changing of the clothes, it changes their realness. And if you ever notice the realness with a twist, when they come out for realness, they got them hard faces and they looking all thugged out. And when they come back for the twist part, you can see the cunt in their eyes.
Right.
somebody wanna know why do they wanna know? They ask, say, should they? Do you think they should bring back Pretty Man realness?
Yes, they should. I think that they should bring back more real men categories so that they can actually get more of the general public to start coming to the balls again. Like, Best Dressed Man should be just for real men, and Real Men's Face should be just for real men. And then that way, we'll have some new trade in the ballroom that we can turn out and have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara.
I agree. Yeah, what?
If somebody want to know, is Kevin Caron a master of Vogue?
Kevin, my ex-Kevin?
Yeah, ex-Kevin, yeah.
Yes, he's in the group.
Okay.
I have breaking news.
Go ahead.
Break the bitch. Ooh.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Dexter Santa Claus Ebony is no longer Ebony.
Oh no, Dexter is out the house of Ebony. Did he leave or did he get kicked out?
He left.
Oh damn. And somebody else sent me a question. They said they want to know why do the schoolboys need to have on book bags?
It's a part of the look. It's a tradition.
Because, shit, honey, I know a lot of schoolboys that go to school, but they don't take books, but they go to school.
Yeah, but it's a ballroom thing that they have the book bag. It's like a signature piece, you know? It's just like realness with a twist.
Or at least if you're gonna at least walk schoolboy realness, then bring it up to date and come in with a MacBook to show that you do all your shit on a computer to, you know, go with the 21st century. But
okay.
you just gonna come out there like nothing. What makes
Father Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just calling in reference to the schoolboy and the realness and the twisted thing. Who's to say in this day and age with Lenny Kravitz wearing thigh-high heel boots and Lil Wayne wearing girls' clothes with boxer briefs and his ass hang out, with Butch Queen sleeping with the female command and all of that, who's to say who's real and who's not? If a black boy comes to a ball dressed like an Abercrombie boy out of a picture, then he looks gay. But if a white boy's running down the street, you don't know if he's gay or straight.
We're basing our...
Why you have to have a beard and baggy jeans and stuff to be real. So Skeek should never walk realness with a twist again, because I've seen him in a cunty outfit walking down a runway. Sash ain't walking runway. That doesn't. And I'm not scratching at you. I'm just saying in general.
No, but listen, to answer your question, I don't walk realness with a twist.
I don't have to walk Runners with a Twist. I made
right.
my stamp on Runners with a Twist, so I switched to Runway. So it's not that.
Right, I wasn't saying that in reference to
no,
the
No, but
Nancy
I understand,
thing. I
but
saying,
the only time you see me in a Cunty outfit, and it's a Cunty outfit session than a Runway, it's down the runway because it's for the ballroom and the ballroom
right,
only.
Right, I understand that.
It's not taken outside of the ballroom.
I was just saying that R said if he saw somebody in the club 4 hours before and then he would chop them or something like that. So if you ever seen somebody in the whole
No. What I said was
listen,
I don't mean to contradict you, but don't contradict me on that. What I said was back in the day, that's how we
right.
used to do it. But I've
right.
actually learned to adjust to the changes of today's ballroom scene. Because you
right.
have to evolve with what's going on to a degree. But when you see
right.
that it's getting a little carried away, then you can relate back to some of the things
right.
that need to be structured in the way that we structured this ball from Paris is burning and the yellow line
right.
of the ballroom scene. That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree. I was just curious.
Yeah, because I was in the project today and I seen a bunch of boys running around with skinnies and tight shirts on.
But yeah, like
okay,
you don't know if
Lil Wayne is
gay or
clothes. But so what? Who said Lil Wayne could walk a ball and not get chopped?
No, I'm not.
I would chop the shit out of Lil Wayne.
And I've seen, let me tell you something, I see a lot of boys in the barbershop when I'm up in there getting their eyebrows shaped up. You know,
there's
a difference between shaped up and arched.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say. There's a difference between you getting in that barber chair and he just cleaning it up, and then you
right.
going home and you taking them tweezers and you arching your shit. You know what I'm saying? And then after you arch them, you got the nerve to take a brown pencil.
No, they do Beijing. They do Beijing. They do that Beijing shit.
It's just like what I don't understand about these children who are walking pretty boy face. How are we going to see the face through all the makeup?
Well, if y'all going to talk about that, we don't sat here and we don't talk about Realness with a Twist. It's motherfuckers that walk pretty boy Realness that ain't motherfucking pretty and been walking for years and should be chopped. But since they've been walking for so long, you don't think they take.
But who you talking about? Bitch. Who you talking about?
You need to make it hot and say the name, bitch.
Right, who you talking about? We don't know who you talking about.
You got some Milan's that want pretty boy Realness that ain't pretty boy. You got some motherfucking Balenciagas that want pretty boy that ain't pretty boy. Some fucking stars that want pretty boy that ain't fucking pretty boy. But they walk.
London.
You know their names.
London,
who
is she talking about?
I have no idea.
Why don't you let her text the names to you? Because they don't know you.
Honey.
Okay, Kelly.
Baby, it's a lot of them out here, honey, baby, you know, that walks pretty boy, and they shouldn't be walking pretty boy, but they get through for the category.
Well, what do you think about the boys who are walking pretty boy and painting their faces to the extreme of, you know, you can just see that they're painted. Whatever happened to discretion? A little translucent powder, and that's it.
No, it ain't about a little transition powder. It's about having a bad motherfucker that's going to come out there and know that these motherfuckers paint and going to have some motherfucking baby wipes for their motherfucking ass.
How you doing? Because I can't understand. I just can't understand how you have these kids walking pretty boy face. And this is what gets me. When I judge face and those kids get up in my face and they be like, uh-oh, come on. Bitch, don't rush me because what I'm doing is I'm counting pimples. Because the child unpainted his face so severely to cover up those pimples, but the child next to him, she got on just a little bit less paint, but you could see she only got 2 pimples and you got 5. I'm going to give it to the girl with the 2 pimples. Because let's face it, the kids that are walking face today, they're not even taking care of their skin like they used to.
At least you're going for the acne-free face.
Well, if you girls are on the phone lines, because I see people, I'm not going to mention nobody names that y'all girls are throwing out in the chat room, but if you're on the phone line and you think people that should be walking pretty boy Realness, feel free to definitely press 1. I'm not going to mention any of these names. I got a slew of names that the girls are talking about in the chat room.
That you punk it out like that, Kelly.
The chat room is saying that Dante Aga is not pretty, and the chat room is saying that Joel can't mention the last name paints down.
AB. Bitch. Well, you know,
I got a new house, Miss Thing. You know, I started off with my mothers and my fathers, and all the mothers and fathers that we have in the house right now are legends. So if they get chopped, it's out of shade. But now I'm starting to work on my new kids that debuting and stuff. And I want the girls to be shading my kids. So I can't be mentioning a lot of names, honey.
Oh, shit.
I don't want the girls to be shading my new kids, honey, that statements and stars that I'm going to be debuting at the next couple of balls that's coming up.
But, you know,
so, you
back,
know, I'm
back in the
my
days, they used to give the girls grace, and they would sometimes they would split it up and be like face washed versus painted.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that
that's
was
what they
cool.
need to start doing. That's what they need to start
right.
doing.
Because
you,
know?
Even, you can't even do that. You can't even do that no more because the girls don't come out. The girls don't come out washed no more.
You have a
but
much more appreciation for somebody with a washed face.
Let me tell you this. What the gagger is, you need to just have a regular Butch Queen face category, and then when all the kids who got their 10s are in the battle zone, you have all the judges reach under their table and pull out a basin of water and a towel and say, now come wash your face. And then they all wash their face and then get judged.
But when I tell you that's the only thing that I was mad about Red Bull, but that he didn't have his ball. But I wanted to see that face as a house unpainted. I wanted to see what house was going to walk that category.
But there are houses that could walk that, but they just, ooh, it gets to me how people are trying to take all these shortcuts now through categories. You understand? Whatever happened to being competitive? That's, and this is what I'm going to say to you, Tamara. That's what I like about the people in your group. They're all competitive in their own right, and even Mother Couture, okay? But at the end of the day, when it comes to these other mediocre categories like face and realness with a twist and stuff like that, everybody's looking for the easy way out, and the competition becomes watered down, and I don't see it, you know? It's just like, come on, let's make it hot. What's the hottest category right now in the scene?
Realness with a twist.
So why is that?
Well, okay, maybe not. I'm not gonna say it's the hottest, but in the ballroom scene, it's the most popular. When they say realness with a twist, you start seeing everybody move to the floor.
Okay, now let me say this then. After realness with a twist, they call schoolboy realness. How many of those realness with a twist start walking schoolboy realness?
I don't know.
The
they
next category.
They ain't worried about that.
They line up for that too, right? The same people who just walked realness with a twist, four or five of them are lined up for schoolboy realness. Now, you're supposed to be real after you just sat there and twisted your ass off.
I hate watching realness categories. It works me. The
line they need to just go back to everyday realness and call
the
it
line be the line be so fucking long, bitch. It's like 50 motherfuckers walking this category.
You wasn't at the free ball in Baltimore. I swear it was about 100 people walking realness.
That's a mess. And you know that's a mess. And child, I can't do it. I have baby when they call a realness category, and one of my kids is not walking the category. I'm going to the bathroom, I'm going to the bar to get me a cigarette, I'm going outside to smoke me a cigarette. I can't do it because it's just too long. It's like, it's ridiculous, like how all of these kids is walking this realness category. The realness category is becoming longer than Vogue Femme.
Well, I'm waiting for them to have realness with,
to me.
I'm waiting for them to have realness with a runway twist.
No, please don't go there.
Well, think about it. They got realness with face, they got realness with performance. What's next? Realness with runway.
Kelly.
Yes.
Can you explain to me, and I'm still trying to grasp hold to this because I'm so old school with the body category, what is this cat boy thing given?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. That is so pedophile.
I think what I thought Catboy was, because I'm not from the old school. You from, but I'm a little old because I ain't been out that in a while. But I thought Catboy, when I first seen it, was like for the feminine sex sirens.
Right.
Is that what it is, Kelly?
Yeah, that's what it is. But when I tell you you sound just like Jasmine. You sound so just like Jasmine. She does not see it at all. When I tell you, when we first started the house, when we first opened back up the house, honey,
maybe three boys hit us up, and I sent Jazzy their pictures. I see cat boys.
I don't see it either. I just don't see it. I'll judge it, but I don't see it. Cause it's just,
I don't know. I don't think nothing sexy about a feminine boy.
Me neither.
Well, some people like that.
I don't see it, honey. When I think of somebody that's sexy, I want to see somebody, bitch, that is just, his body is chiseled, bitch.
You want to talk about an old category that I have not seen in forever?
What?
Do you remember Who's Zooming Who?
That was my category.
Oh, my God. I used to love that.
Yes.
But you can't walk that category right now because you're going to automatically know Who's Zooming Who. It's not like back in the days.
That used to be an over fucking.
They're gonna automatically know who's zooming who as soon as they come out and walk the category. It's not gonna be the same like back in the days.
And do you remember when they used to have Butch Queen body? You had to be judged on your calves, your thighs, your abs, your arms, everything. Now they're just judging these kids from the waist up or from the trade up.
How about verbal Vogue?
Exactly. Half of these kids are voguing like they've been home practicing forever. There's nothing virgin about it.
Honey, baby, when I tell you, bitch, honey, or read that bitch, or
virgin Vogue used to be never walked, never won.
Exactly.
Yes. And
exactly.
Then after you won, you went on to the next category. Now they came for a year.
Now they walk virgin Vogue for 2 years.
Well, you could probably be a legend virgin Vogue, I think. Maybe.
Well,
I want them to bring back
trophy.
Old categories like Hair Affair and all of those categories and Fag Out and all of that stuff, bitch. Because those categories was fun.
Right, but like all said, those categories aren't going to generate revenue. So ain't nobody trying to have that.
Exactly. It's all about dollars and cents. If it ain't making dollars, it don't make sense. And the girls are not going to be having no categories. The people ain't going to buy no tables and ain't going to come in at group.
But y'all know what's so crazy? Like, back then when we used to go to balls, that was not really much cash given up, but we appreciated the ball more than they appreciated.
Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah, because it was more fun. It was more fun, and then you got to see people that you didn't get to see. The girls didn't have to crowd the runway. The girls sat down at their tables, and you could see everything, bitch. But nowadays, bitch, as soon as a fat bitch come out, honey, you can't see shit.
You will go spend $500 on an outfit just for the trophy alone.
That's right.
Ain't even about no cash.
Well, first of all, you used to work the trophy.
Paris Dupree used to give out a 7-foot trophy. And when I tell you Dorian and Pepper and Avis used to sew for 3 months for that 7-foot trophy and $500, and when I tell you they used to come out with West Indian carnival back pieces.
No, let me tell everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody listening on the radio, bitch, okay? Bitch, I was happy when I came out and wore Butch Queen of Drag's Realness, and I won, and I got my motherfucking $30 back and my fucking trophy.
Yes, I was fucking happy.
I didn't need nothing else. Okay,
let me ask
I
you something, Kelly.
This board was
Kelly.
Free. I got my coins back, and now I'm getting on this train.
Where you put that trophy at when you got home?
I put that trophy right on my grandmother wore unit with all the rest of them. Because my grandmother was proud. Oh, you went to the show and you won another trophy? When you went to the show, I wanted to go to the show. You was proud about those trophies.
Okay. I used to tell my parents I won at a fashion show. I won a fashion show competition.
Yes, I went to the fashion show. And I had fun. Do you remember that at the awards ball?
They used to have the best trophy cat. You got an award for who had the best trophy
that
year.
The house with the best trophy of the year.
Yes.
And you know what? Another thing that you girls out there that's listening, that's still on the phone lines and on the radio, another thing that y'all missing and y'all lacking from the ballroom scene, back in the days, all of us that's on the phone, we brought our family to the ball. You can't bring your families to the ball now.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay, grandmother, my aunts and uncles and everything experienced going to the YWCA, the Mock Ballroom, and all of these places. You can't bring your families to the ball now because the way the things that happen at the ball, I wouldn't want my family around there.
Let me tell you something, Kelly. when I gave my first Chanel house ball, it was at the Roller Off, okay, up on 135th Street, all right? My mother came, my auntie came, and four of my cousins came. And those are the same people that when I told them that I was in the life, they said, well, my mother said, you act like you're telling me something I don't know.
Okay.
You know,
exactly.
They supported you to the point where when you had to compete, it wasn't something that you had to hide in a shopping bag and get dressed at your girlfriend's house.
Nope.
Honey. But, you know, a lot of things have changed. A lot of things have changed.
But
I mean, Kelly, when you first used to come, when you used to come out
of the club,
your
grandmother named you Kelly.
There you go.
That's how the support you had back in the days. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand how these girls and everything work. I want to get back to the front of the Monk Ballroom and the balls and the YWCA when it was definitely fun and the girls definitely came out when you didn't know that the Fem Queens was walking face because they were sitting at the table.
They were hiding in the car.
They was hiding out in the car all night long waiting for the category.
Exactly. And the girls try to do that, but listen, Kelly, the girls try to do that today. They be trying to sit out in the cars and hide out today, but what winds up happening is they call the category and the bitches be in the car getting stoned, and they miss the category.
So
that's a mess. Now, girls, they got to get it together, honey. Hold on, we got a call. Oh, no, they gone, honey. We had a call,
wait,
but they gone.
Y'all know what I'm saying?
Sim Queen Face used to be the hottest category.
Because that's what balls were all
about.
It was about the Fem Queens. It wasn't about the Butch Queens.
Okay.
It was always about coming to see these beauties. And you know what the Fem Queen face was really based on? It wasn't based on surgery. It was based on hormones.
Mm-hmm.
How well are your hormones working? And what did you do to your chin and your nose?
Yes, no seal, no surge, honey.
Exactly.
313-585, you're live on the air.
How y'all doing? This is Rico. I'm back again. I want to know why y'all didn't touch on these wrinkled-ass form fat button cabaret suits that they buying $200-$400 and walking executive realness in them. And these dusty-ass square-toed Payless shoes, and they talking about this executive realness. Executive don't wear that.
Go on.
Where they do that at?
Well,
I've seen it in Chicago, I've seen it in Detroit, I've seen it in St. Louis, and I've seen them win with wrinkled-ass form fat button cabaret suits on.
Like I told you, it ain't like back in the days when the kids had magic and they could go up into Saxon or Brooks Brothers and get the fat things, honey. They got to use what they got to get what they want.
And then what about the best dress with the I feel if you walk in best dress, it ain't got to be the best suit, but it could at least be tailored. I don't care if it came off a thrift store rack. You could have went to the Mr. Swan and got a tailor for $20. There ain't no excuse for that.
Mr. Swan do good jobs. Don't come for him.
And I'm tired of all of these girls, Barbara and the pageant girls, motherfucking blazers, walking best dressed in their blazers from the pageant.
Oh. Well, let's talk about the girls who don't even go to the pageant girls to borrow stuff. They borrow stuff right there in the ballroom.
Oh, yeah, they do that, honey. A bitch get chopped and you be at the back of the room. We talk about, like, give me your stuff.
Well,
and the judges say, didn't we just see that pocketbook? But you let her walk anyway.
They need to go back to just best dress spectator. Come to the ball, it's done. Don't go change your goddamn clothes.
Exactly. That's why, at Rodney and James Ball,
if you were walking best dress, you had to come in there dressed, and they had all the judges walk around and look at everybody that was done. When they came in, they said, we want you to walk around and look at everybody, and if whoever walks best dress, if you didn't see them in here, that means they changed.
That was the same thing with the House of La Croix. If your house was walked in best dress of the house, your whole entire house had to enter the ball dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the first category.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
A lot has changed that I think that we need to get back to. And
to
I think
basics.
It's just us taking an easy way out.
And I think we need to try to find a way to put the fun back into the balls because at the end of the day, you know, it's one thing for people to say, oh, I want to go to that ball because they're giving out $5,000. But it's a whole nother thing to say, okay, you know what, I'm just going to go because I want to compete and I want to build my name so that I can get my status.
So how about
the icons put together a list of rules and protocols and have an icon that's going to be at that ball, be there to mandate it, whoever's throwing the ball.
Well, that's what me, Stuart, and Andre had started in Atlanta, and we had the first icon ball, and it was supposed to be every 4 years that we were going to give the icon ball, that we were going to give our legendary status and icon status. But somewhere along the way, things just started changing, and, you know, certain commentators just start giving out legendary status.
Oh, we got hours in the room again.
To have different rules in different cities.
Excuse me?
I was saying, because I think it's a fool to have different rules in different cities, like this will go here, but it won't go there. They
exactly.
do it this way, you know.
We have to learn to be, you know what the problem is too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yeah.
And we can't all get on one accord because everybody wants to seem like they're the shit.
And everybody think they shit's on stink and bitches' egos is bigger than other bitches' egos.
Exactly.
And after these bitches, they got to pop the piston or a window to throw it out and can barely pay their motherfucking bills, but they want to be legends and icons.
But at the end of the day, my purpose right now is to bring back the stability of the ballroom because nobody can take away what I've already built and what I am. So they could say whatever they want to say about me, but I know what my pioneer legendary house is, and I know who I am. And I've paved the way for many girls. I've been in this ballroom scene for 37 years, so a bitch can't tell me shit. And I'm still keeping up with the girls as far as what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So when I sit here and I talk about the realness with a twist and all that, and they're like, oh, that bitch don't even know what she's talking. Yes, I do know what I'm talking about, bitch. I watch the tape. I go on YouTube, and I attend certain balls. I don't attend everybody's ball because everybody's not worthy of my presence.
Back in the days, bitch, it wasn't the same like it is now. It's a ball every motherfucking weekend. Back in the days, you had to wait 3 to 6 months before the next motherfucking ball comes.
Because
so
it was
ball
only,
time
it was only house balls. It wasn't.
Ball.
Everybody and their grandmother wasn't allowed to just throw no ball.
It was either a house or a well-known legend. Man, you got
there
these
you go.
Kids that have been walking balls for 6 months. The next you know, they having a ball 6 months later. No.
But you know what? That's the parents' fault, too. The parents at the houses need to tell their kids that we have a house ball once a year, and if anybody in this house wants to give a ball, you can give a mini ball if you have a certain amount of trophies within this house.
Because to me, all those foo-foo and rural presents ain't nothing but rent balls. I'm not about to pay somebody rent.
And, baby, it's a mess, bitch, honey. So y'all girls that's on the phone lines and the girls that's still in the chat room, I used to have to save my $5 allowance that I used to get. Bitch, so I can get to the next function, Miss Thang. And then by the time the function came, bitch, I still was $5 short to get to the Revlon ball, Miss Thang. I had to borrow it from somebody to get to the ball. Shit, it's hard. Bitch, and when I tell y'all, I'm going to tell y'all my itinerary for the month of March. I'm in New York City the first weekend in March. I'm in Chicago the next weekend after that. I'm in L.A. the weekend after that. And then I'm back in New York the weekend after that for March.
Mm. And you going to a ball on all them occasions?
Every Saturday in the month of March, I'm at a fucking ball in a different state.
Wow.
That's your fault.
Wow. You know how much balls were when I started going to balls? $13.
Mm-mm-mm.
And how many balls were there in a year?
Maybe if you were lucky, there were two balls.
Exactly.
But 9 out of 10 times, there was only one ball a year, and it was only the people such as Paris, Dorian, Pepper, and Avis. And it was an extravaganza and a continental. It was maybe 6 balls, and it was everybody took their turn for a year. There were no mini balls, none of that in between. But you would get the flyer in advance so that you know what they were asking for. Because if they asked for high fashion evening wear, bugle beads and rhinestones with a Hollywood glamour look, that's what they wanted. And them bitches would sit down and bugle bead shit hand by hand by hand because they knew they had 5 months, 6 months, 7 months to get it together.
Shit, I remember when I came out to the balls, bitch, It was like $15 to get in, and the tables was like $75, bitch. And I used to sit at the bitch writing table and eat the food. Damn, they always called me on tape eating because the food was fast for $75.
Did you get better stuff for $75 and $50?
Yeah, for $75, the table was so packed.
Yes, you did.
I used to be at the table.
I used to have my U-Haul, bitch, and all the leftover food on the table, I would take home, bitch.
And you know what?
I blame good shit on the table.
I blame Kelly. I'm going to tell you something right now. I blame all of us who pay for tables to these houses to allow them not to tell us in advance what's going to be on the table.
Because back in the days when you did get the flyer, everything that was on your table was promoted on the flyer.
Exactly.
It definitely was. I definitely do remember that.
And I think people need to start asking the facilitators of their balls, what exactly are you going to have on your tables? Because I'm going to hold you accountable. And if that's not what's on your table, I want half of my money back on my table.
And I know another thing we need to get back to in the ballroom.
I don't want my table by the bathroom.
We need to get back to when Stewart and RR used to sit on the judges panel, because I'm gonna be 100% honest. When Stewart and RR used to sit on the judges panel, and Kelly used to come out there looking fierce, and they would chop me, I turned around and looked at them, but I never asked them why. I went and asked Andre, why did they do that to me? Because you wasn't on point tonight. Nobody ever came up to them and asked them
why
they got chopped or made a scene.
That's why I don't understand why these kids are always running up in the judges' faces and want to fight the judges.
They'll slap a judge.
They're not going to smack me.
But you know what? I just put a topic.
This is how I was taught in that house that we can't mention. I was taught you never ask why and you never let them see you gag on camera.
Exactly.
You wait until you turn around so the camera don't see you, but the crowd seen you gag, but the camera never seen you gag. I gag how these girls get chopped, and they turn around and look at the camera and the crowd and gag because they get chopped on camera.
Let me tell you something. Let me say this to you. There was a ball in Atlanta for $3,000 that the girls were walking, Them Queen Face for $3,000, and one of my kids opened the category, and when she came out, and all the judges on the panel, when she got, all the judges gave her 10s, and I was the last one. And she got to me and smiled and walked away. I said, sweetie, come back here. And she came back. I said, hold your chin up. And she held her chin up, and I whispered to her. I said, now you see all them razor stubbles under there. I said, if I let you get away with that, then I can chop no one else tonight. I am so sorry, darling. And I chopped her.
I just put a post in that Ballroom Institute group earlier about judges being intimidated, and I told them one of the only judges that I was – wouldn't mind seeing on the panel all the time was RR.
Well, they said Kelly is the ultimate judge intimidator.
Yeah, they say she is the ultimate judge intimidator, but RR don't get intimidated. He don't give a shit who you are. And that's one thing I like about him.
It's only because I know that I'm judging by what the flyer is asking for, and then at the end of the day, I'm not no bitch-ass nigga.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you think you are, but at the end of the day, bitch, if you hit me, the ball is definitely motherfucking over.
Well, I don't know why everybody, why do they say I intimidate judges?
Take a look
because
in the mirror, honey.
Kelly, I've sat on a panel with you. You could be sitting at the first seat, and I could be number four. And they ask me for my score, and I give my score. Bitch, you'll hit the table if I pick the wrong person. And you'll be like, oh, this is some bullshit. I respect you, but this is some bullshit.
You know what it is. This is what I mean. I'm gonna be 100% honest, and I'm gonna be 100% real. When I come out and I walk, right, I already know that I'm on point with my look, and I know the people that's gonna give me my tens. But the other ones that I know that they have an inkling that they give me, I'm gonna get her. Those are the ones that I stand in front of and make them know exactly what I'm bringing to the motherfucking floor. But everybody says it's intimidation. I don't think I intimidate people.
I appreciate a person who's walking, and they know that if they get past me, the rest is somewhat okay, and they bring it to me directly, and they have that defined look on their face like, okay, get in, bitch. I'm on point.
What I noticed when RR is judging and I'm walking, honey, I'm not going, I already know the other judges is already going to do whatever they're going to do. You're going to bring it to RR. I need to get my tips from RR first before I even go to anybody else. Because RR let everybody else to give you your 10s, and RR will still be standing there, and the commentator will be already, like, stand to the side. RR ain't giving me your 10, so I'm going to stand here. I'm going to get my 10s from RR first. Then I'm going to go to everybody else. Because once I get it from RR, everybody else should just fall in line.
I remember when I worked my first Jordan on ball, it had to have been, like, 97 maybe. I was walking Schoolboy Realness, and RR was on the panel. Everybody came in their tents, and he sat there. He made me come to him. He made me take my hat off because I was bringing like a schoolboy, and he looked at me, and he looked at me, he looked at me. Then he gave me a tent, and I was kind of nervous when I used to see him on panels when I would walk because I'd be like, he's the one that I got to go to first. And, you know, I learned from that.
It's just a thing of making sure that everything is on point. When I'm looking at people, I'm not looking in my head to be shady. I'm looking at the hair, the eyebrows, the facial structure, the goatee, the mustache, the outfit that you're wearing, the belt that you have on, the sneakers that you have on. Did you manicure your fingernails? I'm getting in. If I'm judging realness and a bitch come out and she got lip gloss on, I don't give a fuck how real you are. I'm chopping you, bitch.
But you know what? I think the reason why a lot of judges don't do that is because they think that if they scrutinize so heavily, they won't be on the next judge's panel.
I don't give a fuck about being on nobody's panel. I don't need to be on nobody's panel. I'll judge from my table. I'll say, oh, that bitch looks fierce. You tried it.
202-702. You're live on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question since we're talking about judges too. Now, I've seen this recently on like a Ballroom Throwback clip of Tony Revlon's ball when an icon got chopped. Now, and she gagged. Now, what is the thing with icons or legends? Like, everybody has their night and everybody doesn't have their night. So, if you're an icon or legend, I feel like you should still be expecting a chop just like anybody else or, you know, just it because to get by just on your merit alone, I feel like that's not fair. So if there's a category and a legend walks a category that most statements are walking or most stars are walking more than legends, then I feel like if she's getting by just on her merit alone and I know she looks fierce, then I feel like she's going to win this category on her merit alone and that's not fair.
Well, my opinion on the situation, and this is how I feel, and then RR and Tamara and Ski can answer after. My opinion on icon walking a category. I'm a person of credibility in the ballroom scene, so I'm going to pull them to the side. I'm going to let them know, you know, I don't think that you should have got your 10s, but you got your 10s, but I don't think you should come back out. But I didn't chop you out of respect. That's just my opinion on the situation.
What normally happens is if anybody is a true legend or a true icon, they're walking just to make the category hot. And all they want to do is get their 10s to make it to the battle zone. And then they're going to say, okay, I'm done, and let the young kids go ahead and finish. They just want to get their little bit of life and walk away. You understand? That's like Sanaya will come out, and she'll walk a category, and they'll give her a 10, like she did at James and Rodney's ball, and they gave her 10s, and she's like, no, I'm not walking. Give it to her. Give it to her. You know what I'm saying? It's just for the fun of it. And out of respect, you would say, okay, I'm going to give, let's just say, RR the 10. You know, he's not dressed for the category, but I'm going to give him the 10 anyway. And you give me the 10, and I'm going to look at you like, okay, you could have chopped me. And I would have respected you a little more if you would have chopped me because I would have said, okay, this is a person that's following my lead. But because you didn't chop me, you still get kudos because you understood that you gave it to me on my merits. So now when I see you again, I'm going to say, I know why you gave me your 10, but it's all right. You know what? I enjoyed walking. And I wouldn't try to walk against the people who are competing because that's just late. It's just late. You know?
Man.
And I'm going to say this. I think there's a person – and I ain't going to say the name because we're not supposed to say the name.
Mm-hmm.
But this person really needs to just continue to mentor at this point in time in their ballroom career. and stop trying to continue to serve these young kids. And if you want to come out for the cash because you need it or whatever the case may be, that's fine. But if it's not the cash, let these kids get their life.
I feel the same way. If it's a regular category, I don't think the icon. Let, like you said, let them kids get their life. You deal
let
with
me tell you something.
Category.
If the CEO gave a $5,000 open to all runway category, I don't give a hoot who's walking. I'm putting on my shit, and I'm coming down that runway.
No. That's different because that's for $5,000.
Exactly.
If it's just for the trophy,
right.
Like you said, let them kids battle for that trophy because you got more than enough trophies. You probably got enough trophies to give out to the
exactly.
entire ballroom.
And not even if it's just for trophy. You have to think of the dollar amount. If it's not going to be $1,000 and better, let those young kids get their life. You understand?
Right.
That's how I see it. Because truthfully, I'm so old school, it's not really about the money for me. It's really about the fun, the excitement, and leaving. You ever heard people say, yeah, so-and-so won, but the crowd went up for so-and-so because she turned it.
Right.
That's where you get your accolations from. Kelly, how many times have you walked and the girl said, oh, it's Kelly, you ate that bitch, but they gave it to her anyway, but you ate it, bitch.
A lot of times, and like, and even when I, even when Jack had the big girl best dress category, bitch. I didn't win the category that night, and it was the last battle was between me and Paula. Just by Stephanie coming up to me and Stephanie saying, "Mama, you was big girl best dress, and they shaded you, and you should have won that category." I felt like I won the category because she's a fashion diva.
Exactly. I have so much respect for Stephanie. I really do. Let me ask you something on another note, since this is the Monday night show. I didn't get the full tea of what happened with the House of Milan. What happened?
The girls left because girls wanted to be father, and they felt they should have been fathers before other people that was in the house. So they left, and they took the girls, and they felt that, you know, they felt that the people of color was bringing the house down, and, you know, girls didn't see Eric as father, which I don't understand how they don't see that man as father. When I think of somebody as a father, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you, if Eric would have had left the House of Milan, I would have definitely have snatched Eric up. Because I see Eric because Eric is somebody that's dug a lot on the ballroom, in the ballroom scene, when he does walk his category, and he does a lot out of the ballroom scene. When you talk about people that should be icon in their time and when it comes, I think Eric is definitely going to be that type of person because all of the nonprofit work that Eric does, all of his work that he does on Wall Street, him having his master's and bachelor's degree and everything that he does, he's definitely going to be one of those people. If he stays in the scene, that's definitely going to be somebody that you're going to have to, definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. And the girls just didn't see it. That was in the House of Milan. But I hear they're supposed to be all coming out as Blahniks at the awards ball.
Well, that's kudos. But at the same token, did you notice how all of this started transpiring once Rodney left?
Child, I don't know, honey.
Was he the glue that really held it all together?
Where's the call?
Milan is telling me no, he wasn't.
Well, where is the co-host?
I don't know where Rodney is tonight. Rodney was in New York. I don't know where Rodney is, honey. He should have been up here, honey, because the ball ended so early. The ball was over at 4:15. It was only 60 people there.
What ball was this?
The Rumble Ball last night.
Oh.
So Rodney should have been up here tonight. I don't know why he's not here.
He's another one that travels.
Yes, Rodney does definitely. Rodney travels all over the place, honey.
Did they deem somebody icons at the MLK ball?
No. The girls are still begging.
Oh, that's good.
They didn't have time to listen. They didn't have time to deign anybody anything the way they were trying to open up the awards and change shit.
So, RR.
Yes.
Is there a possibility that, like, you, Tony, and maybe another pioneer or icon
Stewart.
Get together and actually, yeah, Stewart, and actually have the Legends Ball starting up again, and that's
what we wouldn't do a Legends Ball. We wouldn't do a Legends Ball. We would probably do an Icon Ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then,
there's a possibility of that, yeah.
Because, you know, I actually used to look forward to coming to New York for when the Legends Ball was going to come up here to see who.
Well, you, Andre and Tony and Eric Christian Bazaar, they
right.
started that. And
right.
Tony tried to keep
it
going.
I remember Tony tried after
yeah.
Eric had passed on.
Right.
I used to really look forward to come up here to New York City and be like, I wonder who's going to be a legend tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball used to actually be really, really nice because
yep.
nobody
But you
got to
remember
was,
something. I'm going to say this, and I'm saying it in the name of my son, and I speak his name. A lot of stuff that's going on right now, if Eric Christian Bazaar was still around, maybe it would not be going on.
Nope.
Because he had a way with the kids that was unlike anybody else's, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? God took a lot of our angels away from the ballroom scene, and the devil is trying to get real busy. But we got to stay steadfast and strong and know that we have to stand for something or fall for anything. And those of us that are falling for anything, you're not going to get that many trophies, and you're not going to get any status. So
mm-hmm.
stop begging.
Yes, honey, baby, because I be gagging, honey, how God just works in mysterious ways and take the wrong people and then leave these other ones behind.
But
he don't make
no
mistakes.
Go ahead, what you say?
I said he don't make no mistakes.
No,
well,
I
think he made
a
couple of mistakes. You know, I could name about five girls I think he should have took and bring back five other girls.
Well, you know they
Come
say
on
that
now.
The tired and miserable is going to die old and lonely. So, you know, everything happens for a reason.
No, he had. You have to understand something. The people that are still left here that are challenging us, they are here to serve their purpose of trying to test us and see how far we're willing to go before they can break us. But you know what? No weapon formed against me shall prosper, because at the end of the day, I know who I stand by. So that's why I don't let anything bother me. You know, if I made it through addiction and made it through being homeless and all the other stuff that I've been through in my life, you think I'm going to let a ballroom queen turn me?
Mm.
Child, please.
If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything, girls.
How you doing?
Y'all
been Message.
Standing up, honey. Stand up for what y'all believe in, honey. And that's the problem with these girls. These girls are fall for anything that a bitch throw on a motherfucking piece of paper or throw up on Facebook and have the girls come out. Y'all girls need to start standing tall and say, oh, no, I'm not going to that. I'm not supporting that. And trust me, shit will change. Shit will go back the way it used to be. But as long as you girls go out here and you patronize these rent parties and all of these balls, the girls are going to keep having them because they know y'all going to keep on coming because y'all thirsty to get some fucking ball. If y'all was back in the era when we was out, when it was only 4 or 5 balls a year and they was major house balls, y'all will understand exactly what we talking about. Okay?
Let me ask you something. This is a vote question. God bless the dead. Did Mystery create the, what was it, the Macaella?
The Macaella.
Yeah.
It was a big discrepancy on whether Mystery made the Macaella or if it was Ashley.
It was a big discrepancy because it was Ashley or it was Mystery, and they said Ashley made it, then Mystery made it, but then Kiana Icon came out and put a twist to it, and
right.
it was just so much to it.
But if you ask me, I would say Mystery started the Macaella.
Yeah. And I think he was the first one to go down in those Shawam dips, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, let me tell y'all something, but y'all just mentioned his name. When I was out today and I was coming back from Brooklyn from doing my taxes, I seen this boy on the train, bitch, and this boy looked exactly like Mystery on the fucking 4 train. I was fucking gagging.
Why
was
you gagging?
Y'all just to mention his name right now, it's just like gag nation.
Why
I was
gagging
looking at this boy like
God
this boy really looks
everything.
Like fucking Mystery. I was sitting on the train saying to myself, bitch, and mind you, he was an older man. He wasn't a boy, but you know, I call everybody boys. But he was older. I was saying, bitch, did Mystery actually fake his death and look at him and say, should I call his name and see if this boy turn around and look?
Kelly, everyone has a doppelganger.
That's right.
I was gagging. Hold on. Marcus, you're live on the air, Marcus.
London.
I'm not London.
No, where's London at?
They muted London, of course.
London is not, let me tell you something, Marcus, I put this on my grandmother, London is not muted. If you're London or if you're not London, like I told you in the chat room, I can't make anybody speak, honey. When you come on, this lady disappears. I don't know why.
Oh, no, I was just about to ask London a question. I didn't.
No, Marcus.
Just listening.
Okay. They just sent you a message, Tamara. But, no, I've been listening to everything you guys have been saying, and I've been, you know, not trying to play devil's advocate, but we've been hearing the same things for, like, the last 4 to 5 years. When is this change going to take place? Because, I mean, at this point, it's getting kind of redundant, kind of hearing it. And it's kind of, you know, when you hear about the same problems over and over again, and then no way in no manner is it being fixed, it's just further being perpetuated, it's kind of like, for a while.
Well, we can't fix it. We can't fix the problem, Marcus, unless we all come together. You're a ball promoter, so why can't you start helping fix the problem? We all something got to start someplace.
Because you know why? You know, when you do things that are sometimes a little too, what's the word, out of nature and out of character, the ballroom scene is kind of unwilling to accept that, or it's kind of like, you know, they're not really ready for it. I mean,
but if you have that type of attitude, you still be riding the back of the bus. We got to be Martin Luther Kings.
I mean,
and Malcolm X.
To be honest with you, I don't think that generation of people exists anymore. Like, no shade. I think that they're there, but there's some, and even those people that are there, they're stifled by those who want to exert their power, who are trying to, you know, basically keep it the same, who want to exercise this right of power.
That's that one person that's promoting that ball. If all 36 houses in the ballroom scene say, we're not going to that person's ball, and we all stand together and stand strong, like that house that, like, I'm going to give you a prime example, like the house we can't mention years ago at the Mark Ballroom, said, we're not going to the house of Law Ball, and nobody went to the house of Law Ball. You know what the girls did? They came outside in front of the Mark Ballroom, and the girls bolded everything outside the Mark Ballroom and paid our Law Ball. We all got to stand together. Back in the days, if Andre or Tony or RR said, we're not going to this house ball, and they said they wasn't, the Chanel's wasn't going, I'm not going to mention the name now. The Mizrahis wasn't going. The Revlons wasn't going. They paid it because they did it all together as a community. And that's what's the problem with the girls today. If one house say they're not going, every other house say, oh, well, fuck it, we going.
But at this point, Kelly, when you were boycotting in those cases, you had a valid reason for boycotting. At this point, people want to boycott because things aren't going their way. So, I mean, everybody's not going to get their way. In the day of politics, I've had people say, I'm not coming if my table's not in front, if we don't have a judge both halves, if, you know, people...
Well, then
know,
it's up to the facilitator of that ball to say, okay, well, you know, I appreciate you calling and letting me know that, but you know what? We're still going to have our ball. Because at the end of the day...
And that's what people have been doing, and that's why boycotts haven't really been, you know, people, even when somebody says they're having a boycott, it's still at least one or two people from houses that actually show up. Now, they get put out after the fact, but to me, if your house couldn't even stand together and agree on the boycott, why were y'all boycotting at the beginning?
Well, the persons that show up to that ball after their house boycotted it, they weren't a member of that house to begin with.
Right.
So they need to be kicked out. Because I know in our house, if Fred says, we're not going to attend this certain ball, and he sends an email blast out and everything out on Facebook or whatever the case may be, we're not going. You know, it's real simple. Because at the end of the day, we have to stand as a unit. Now, I'm going to say this to you. If, say for an example, if the House of Couture says that they're not going to support a certain ball. And I'll ask them why you're not supporting that ball. And if it's a valid reason and it makes a lot of sense to me, I'm going to call three other house parents and then do a conference call, and then we're all going to make a decision not to go to that ball. But we're also going to find a way to make sure that our kids who could have gotten a point for of the year because they're missing that ball will be able to make it up somewhere along the line. Because a lot of times people will go to functions because they say, well, my house is boycotting, but I need this one more win so I can get of the year. And they'll go just for that reason. You know, you have to find, you know, there's no unity, and that's what the problem is. There's just no loyalty and unity. If there was loyalty and unity, people wouldn't be house hopping. Do you believe that? Hello?
Baby.
They change houses. Girls change houses more than they change their motherfucking drawers, Miss Bang.
And that's only this generation, the 2000 generation, because the 80s and the 90s, you did not do that. And if you did leave your house, the mothers and father of each houses sat down with each other and discussed why you were leaving. And, you know, when you came out, say if you were leaving my house, I would bring you out and hand you over to your new house. That's how it was done.
Well, I've been with my family since 1997.
You see? And Kelly was a loyal member of that other house. She really was.
Yep.
I was there for 15 years.
But there came a time where she had to say, you know what? I have to move on. I have to do what's best for me now. I have to make my own legacy. I have to stand for something for me now. Because everything I've done to make your name, I got no credit for.
Come on now.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
I can't.
Okay, I need to make a statement. I want everyone to listen carefully. I'm not Marcus. I never want to be her. The only reason I don't speak when she's on the phone is because I try to give her the same life she gets when she walks balls. Everyone is quiet. Yeah, she calls herself a ball promoter, but it's a bloody mess. I don't want to be her. Stop calling me her. I'm not her. I just don't speak. My mother always told me, if you have nothing to say, don't say nothing at all. And I thank you.
You ate that, Marcus.
I will fuck you up, Samara. Samara, you ain't the fucking mess, honey.
Yes, bitch.
You ain't the fucking mess. Marcus, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Did I answer your question, Marcus, though, as far as what you asked in regards to you saying that you don't see anything changing and everybody keeps saying the same thing? Because at the end of the day, you know, you have to be a part of the change, too. We will never go back to what it used to be. Nothing can ever be the way it was. But what we can do now is try to fix where we are now to make our ballroom community a better place. Because right now, it's just a lot of turmoil. We're in a new year. We can start fresh today. And we can start by holding people accountable. If someone is given a ball, hold them accountable to make sure they're going to have their cash. Make sure they're going to have what they say is going to be on their tables. Make sure that they're going to start on time. Make sure of certain things. And if they're not accountable for it, then they have to pay a restitution of some sort.
Right. Just like Arlon said with the whole, it's an easy resolution for if they want to stop with the whole favoritism on the panels. If somebody says, oh, I'm not coming to your ball because nobody from my house is on the panel, then that's when you go to the pioneers and say, listen, this person said they're going to boycott my ball because they don't have a representative on the panel. And then the pioneers can say, listen, you're not going to do that, because if you do that, then we're all going to boycott your ball, and force him to still be able to come to the ball and promote and support the ball, and that way it'll be even all the way around.
Well, you don't want to use the word force, but you want to mediate the situation where the person understands that, you know, life is a boomerang. What goes around comes around. You boycott somebody's ball because they didn't have you on the panel. When you give your house ball, you have to think about that same house is not going to show up and their sister house is not going to show up. Because that's what usually happens. And is it really that important that someone from your house judges?
Margaret, you got something to say? Because I got two more callers and I got 6 minutes.
Six minutes? Like you fresh on.
No. I mean, I think he summed it up and everything. I think, you know, especially we are very hard on the new generation of us per se, but I think that the icons and legends should kind of look, they have to lead by example. So when we're told one thing and then we see another, it's kind of oxymoronic.
Well, what I need from you, Marcus, what I need from you is for you to be on the forefront so that when pioneer icons like myself and Tony and Stuart, when we're saying something or we're at a function and we're trying to make a point, you have to be one of those frontliners that's going to be up there supporting us instead of being in the back saying, child, won't they just shut the fuck up because shit ain't going to change.
Yep.
Well, Marcus, I'm letting you know right now publicly on the radio, Marcus, I'm letting you know now, if I'm not on the North Carolina Awards Board panel, honey, the House of Couture and my two sister houses will not be in the building.
She's just
okay,
joking.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for that. I'll let you know that at this point, you know,
you or your house
we'll
is not
consider
coming.
That.
Let
we'll
me tell you something, Marcus.
That, however,
when you tell me that I'm judging, I'll send you the money for our table, and my table better be either the first or the second table from the front on the right hand side.
See, that's what we're talking about already, Kelly. That's just what we're talking about. But let me say this real quick. You know how you pick your judges for your ball? You tell every house, yeah, you're going to be on the panel. You're going to be on the panel. And then when all the houses that pay for their tables get there, you put their names in a hat and you pull the names out. Whatever names you call, that's who's judging.
That's fair.
And you know, and when I suggested that, you know, because I have balls with other people, they may not necessarily see that as a good idea because they have motive. They want their house to be represented. And I've never, I mean, at that point, when you're a promoter, you know, you're not in your house at that point. You're really trying to make sure you're doing the most unbiased thing for everyone to be, you know, happy. And, you know,
understand that, Marcus. The girls don't understand that when you come into the ball and you're a promoter, you got to take your hat off, honey. The girls just don't understand that. That's, and not to talk about the other house. The girls want to know why exactly that other house mistake, why the girls never speak up and they have nobody to speak up. For them, Miss Thing, because the rest of the mothers and fathers don't have a backbone, but the MC can't speak up because he's getting paid.
Right. It's difficult. It's really difficult, but I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, I think you're a fair judge. I've never personally had a problem with you judging anything. You know, sometimes you get a little full, but, you know, if you're up there the first half, you're all right.
Marcus, you ain't gotta tell me, Marcus. I know it ain't you, honey. I know that the blonde is to be wanted me on the panel, Marcus. You ain't gotta tell me. I know.
In public opinion, that, Kelly, I'm not. That is not true. That is not true. I'm not
no,
gonna.
No, it wasn't.
I know it wasn't
Econ because I know Econ has the ball with you, but the other people in the camp had a problem because they thought I was going to shade certain people.
I'm not
but,
a bad man.
Thank you, Marcus.
You know,
we got two more
thank
calls.
Thank you. See y'all later.
Okay, the next caller is 202.
Is that why you didn't go to the Blahnik Ball?
You're live on the air. Yeah, I went to. Yeah, I was at the Blahnik Ball. I left early.
Did
no,
you?
This one just passed. No, I didn't go. No, I didn't go. 202-446. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, RR. I had a question for RR real quick. I mean, have y'all decided, or have some of the icons decided to start overhauling status?
You mean taking away status?
No, not taking away. Overhauling it. Like, you okay? Let's just say for like the new generation that's doing like these whole Social Security, they trying to overhaul Social Security for other people. Like, it's a different criteria for those who, you know, get Social Security now, won't be the same that get it. It's like a different age limit or whatever. Have y'all decided to start overhauling status for this new generation? Because now, originally, like, you know, before my people, it was like 3 trophies and you had the Battle of Legends or stuff like that. Then we just knocked it down to like 5-10 years. And we knew that some people were telling me the reason why they knocked it down to 5-10 years because we knew some of the girls were, you know, passing away or whatever. Then now, we don't have, like, really, because it's all about whatever commentator you hire and whatever you do.
Well, this
so I'm saying, are we talking about overhauling
status.
It? Because, I mean, that's
no,
the reason why I have these kids
if
running,
we,
from,
if we
running
say,
from state to state now.
If we say we're only going to do it every 3 years, give out icon status, then it's going to be every 3 years. And if you think you're going to die, you need to try to stay on a little longer.
Well, that's the reason why they get the kids to stay off a legendary status. But I'm saying overhaul it overall. I mean everything, from star to icon.
I can only speak on the icon status because that is something that I'm an advocate for. I can't change what has been done with the legends and the legendary status because that's something that was done before I could even, you know, get hold to it. But I don't see anybody, you know, coming in and corrupting the icon status. I don't see that.
But I mean, the corruptible thing is like you don't even, like Kelly, you'll back me up with this one. You don't even hear nobody being called a star or statement no more.
They don't. They just
call them out. When I was first started coming to balls, I was like 96, 97 coming to balls, like 16, 17, sneaking in functions. They were back there, star, up and coming legend, next, you know, statement, up and coming legend.
They
were still
they
on the Harrison's burner room. Now I'm saying you don't hear nobody but legend, but you don't hear nobody but legends. They really don't distinguish between legend and legendary no more. And they just say legendary and icon, and that's the end of it.
I think there needs to be a structure of how people want commentators to facilitate their ball. And what they do is they allow the commentator to take over their ball instead of saying, this is the format I need you to follow for tonight's ball. Okay, I need you to only call out legendaries and icons and pioneer icons, and then let's call out the judges and get the ball started. And then once the ball gets started, I want you to do the first half of the ball. I want you to do the second half of the ball. If for any reason I see him doing a part of the first half of the ball, you will lose half of your funding for this event.
But
and
then they turn around and they do that.
Wait, hold on, y'all, because we're going to get cut off. I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of the show. We about to get cut off. I love y'all all. See y'all tomorrow night.
Night, y'all.
Night, night.
Night, night.